All right, here we go.
This is the one.
What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Did you add some more extra ooze in there?
He did it live.
I saw it.
We'll do it live.
I heard that.
He did it live.
But I thought maybe even like in the subtlety in the background, in the track, buried in the track.
No, I'm sure that's Jared.
But you know, sometimes like you listen to like a
live mix.
You listen to a song, even that I'll play,
yeah,
and mm-hmm. it'll sound like there's more going on than me just strumming the guitar for some reason. You'll just hear,
like, what is that noise? In the, yeah. Is that the guitar?
You
is
know what
guitar?
It is? It's in the guitar.
In the guitar.
In the guitar.
Yeah, there is. Cartman does. There is a Cartman. Where
I've,
he
heard
does
the
that.
Course, I've heard the song before. I've heard the song before.
Anyway, hello out there in podcast land. Thanks for checking out our show, Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And we want to thank you out there for listening, especially our patrons. Over at patreon.com/lifesabinge, folks like Tony and David and Kathy and Jess and the honorary bingers and everyone else out there. And even if you're just listening, one of the hundreds of downloads, thank you for listening. And if you want to put Patreon,
keep listening.
Yeah, keep listening. But I'm just saying, you know, this mixing board is getting kind of old.
It's pooping out. It's pooping out.
So
I'll be happy to upgrade that one with the new one, and then
we can do that.
And then we'll
a little bit. Yeah. So anyway. But even if you just want to make a one-time donation, boards. You can hit up the donate button on lifesabinge.com. But anyway, regardless of that, we're still bringing you the show, and it still works. It's just a little longer to set up, but yeah. Whatever. Follow us on social media at Life's a Binge. That's on all social media. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, and all that good stuff. So you can find us at Life's a Binge on everywhere. But I think that's it, right? Oh, the voicemail, 619-438-0532.
Don't
you
forget the phone army.
Leave a voicemail about
Were you subliminal manning him? Was that what you were doing?
What?
Like that subliminal man, remember?
Saturday
Night Live sketch, subliminal
Kevin
man.
Kevin Nealon?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can try to burn $100. Check out our Patreon, a small donation. That's
a good pull.
Exactly.
Nice pull.
God, but that's his nice. Was always, wasn't his thing always like sexually charged? Like, I just remember him like.
Yeah,
and so I was at the grocery store. Checking out some watermelons, big jugs, and like
there's something like that. And I always remember thinking that like that was moderately funny. I thought it was pretty funny.
Well,
and,
not
but
only
he
was
never did anything that funny, in my opinion.
Like, Kevin Nealon, pretty good.
No,
I just
like Kevin
his
Nealon.
Weekend update was good, but
yeah I
but
don't know.
He was what made it good was that he probably wrote it. Or,
yeah, it's
or
a
had
bit,
a hand
it's,
in it.
It's probably yeah. an old stand-up bit of his. Yeah.
And he never messed it up. I never saw him mess it up. Where it was like he never he never missed one of his subliminals, like
right.
he just yeah. like and it, he never like
he performed it well.
He
yeah.
never hiccuped on one or whatever. It just like
well, he wasn't
flow.
Like a he wasn't a breaker.
He had really
in
good
general.
Flow.
Like
yeah.
he didn't break. He wasn't Jimmy Fallon.
But I was not doing that.
Oh, okay.
but good call.
Okay.
But yeah, check us out and breathe in with us right now.
Life's a binge. Bow 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 bow. Wow.
Right?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Nice tag.
What's up, everybody?
That's SeaWorld Trainer
Life's
right
a
there.
That's
a good sound tag.
In the ghetto.
I'm going to do that the whole episode.
Yeah,
just
that's fine.
So just keep going.
We'll name this episode In the Ghetto.
Oh, speaking of, coming up in the commercial break.
In the ghetto. I'm excited to hear
do
that.
You know, though, it's like an
I do
Elvis
know the song.
Okay.
I do. I know the song, but I don't
I
hear
honestly,
it that often.
Okay.
I mean, it's never
is it
played.
Not,
all
not,
I know of that song, I'm not going to lie, is
from
In
Carmen.
The Ghetto.
Is
no,
it from Carmen?
Like, I know like the melody and how it goes, and stuff, but I honestly, I couldn't tell you if the lyrics are inappropriate or if they're not inappropriate.
I don't know if I'd
or
say inappropriate.
So I don't know. I do
not timely, perhaps.
Right. So I don't. So I don't know. But we're gonna find out on the commercial break.
Yeah.
Right on. Good. Good. I'm excited to hear this song. Yeah. I mean, I've heard it, but it's bad.
Again, it's good times. Yeah. But anyway, we're in What's Up. That's where we chit chat with everyone about what's going on in their lives. And I just signed a lease on a house.
Dude, yes. That's what's up.
Not
dude.
Not buying, renting, but still.
Right.
That's, yeah, your lease.
Hey,
lease.
And, dude, it's like we got month to month going on.
Oh, that's awesome.
So from the get-go?
Right. Yes.
Really?
Yes. Dude, I'm telling you, I schmoozed my way into the perfect situation, man. Like,
do tell.
So, okay. So we were contemplating moving because mm-hmm. we're in like the add-on on her at her mom's house, and so it's like a not the best situation to be in. But yeah, sure. We're by
this
ourselves.
This is news. This
but,
is like news to us.
Oh yeah, you know, literally. Like, what? Just, huh? That's yeah. here.
Okay.
So we were starting to look at places and just like hinting at it, like we because there's been this like dream house that's like we're waiting for, but that guy's sure. going through these like. Tenant situations because he's trying to buy a new house, but there's squatters in that house,
and that's still happening.
It's still happening now. Happening, wow. Right?
Okay.
And so he's not going to know if he's going to get that house until November, and then when he goes and looks at it after the people are legally required to leave, they could have destroyed the fucking house because that's what happens.
Yeah.
So he might not end up buying it, and that whole situation was like, well, we're tired of waiting. Let's start looking at places. Found a couple apartments, and we're like, we still kind of want a house. And then I literally just logged on to Facebook Marketplace, of all places, which is getting pretty popular.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
It's where I got my pee stain recliner.
Well, there you go.
Was that the headline?
That's not...
selling a pee stain recliner.
Yeah. Just as advertised.
Did it say, like, I mean, if you got what you're in?
No, free recliner is all it said.
Oh, okay.
If you but got I should have read between selling. The lines. Yeah.
Free recliner.
Free recliner. Yeah. Like, really? Mm. That's unbelievable.
I'll take that, dude.
What's the catch?
Right. I'll buy that for $1.
Did I pee myself this morning? Right. I don't think I did.
Oh, man. Did I drink a lot of dog urine? First,
then, holy cow!
So, anyway,
we logged on, and I was like, "Oh, there's like rentals listed here," and I was like, "Oh, there's a cool house. Oh, they have an open house today. I'm gonna go check it out because
I'm gonna
Monday
look
off.
There."
I like went there and met the guy, and Samantha came and looked at it, and we're like, "This is a cute little place, and like it's in a neighborhood we like, and it's under our budget of barely, but still under our budget." Yeah. And we're like, "Sweet." And so we put in an application. We were at application 22, and there was like a line of people behind us. So it was probably close to 30 or so applications.
So you were number 20. You were number 22.
They literally had them numbered.
Lucky like 22.
All right.
And so I was like, as soon as before I left, I was like, remember, send them 22 first, and like, you know, joking around and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then when I got home, I sent them a message on Facebook, because when you initially ask about something on Facebook, it goes through the messenger.
So right. you like so, communicate and, via yeah, the marketplace.
So you already got a window open.
And so I was all like, right. just remember, you know, send 22 to the homeowner, da da da. And like, we really want the place. We're super interested.
Yeah.
And like, 2 days later, they were like, we're down to two people. Can you come here tomorrow? And we were like, and then we get there and they're like, so yeah, we eliminated the other person, it's yours if you want it. We're like, okay, sweet. what's the deal? And they're like, the rent's this, the deposit's this. And we were like, I legitimately came out with it. I was like, look, we were not expecting this to happen right now, so right. we could pay the one or the other, but we don't have
just a shot in the dark.
We don't have the deposit and the rent, right. But I'm getting a bonus from my job in the middle of September. And so I was like, but we could pay you the deposit in October. And he's like, cool. And we're like,
wow.
Okay. And then I was like, we got two dogs. Is there pet rent? And he's like, nah.
You must have joined them.
Like, okay.
Not even a pet deposit?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, it's ridiculous.
That's
like,
crazy.
It's almost like, what's wrong?
What's wrong with this place?
Right?
Yeah. You know, you're going to find out they don't really own the house.
Right. So like, exactly. Exactly. No, right. And that's what we're
saying. Housing catfish? Is that a thing?
But, like, we have the owner's name and number and texted her. And, like, she's like, yeah, you know, he's the manager. He runs the places and this and that. And I, like, poked my head over the fence. And I was like, what's the deal with this house? And, like, the neighbor over there was like, you know, there was, like, a guy. It was, like, his mom's. It was the owner's mom's house forever. And then. Okay. Like, her son-in-law was living there with his kid, and then he just left because, like, the mom died, and, like, he was no longer technically related to the family. I forget what it was,
it's
but
probably
he left.
Just paid off
and
in,
it's
like,
just
crazy extra
there.
Income.
And so, and then I was like, well, how's the ownership or whatever? Do you ever deal with them? And she's like, yeah, literally, like, last month, their tree was growing over our fence, and so I just called him. And the next day, he was out here chopping it down and this and that, and I was like...
That's cool.
So, the guy's legit, the owner's legit, the house is there... They just really like us.
Or an extremely long con.
And then we were like, okay, and we want, is it cool to, if we're like month to month? Because like that other, we didn't tell them why, but that other house was still kind of an option. But it was mostly like, this seems weird to us. Like, yeah, it shouldn't be this easy.
Right.
And so I was like, it would make us feel better if it was month to month, at least for the first 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we could do another 6 months to make it the year. And then from there, if we're still there, we'll go yearly, basically. And so I was like, if it works, like it works. But this seems weird to us. So can we start month to month? And he's like, absolutely. I was like, okay.
Dude.
Signed the papers, got the keys, started moving in today.
Right on, man.
This is a 2 month story.
That's awesome.
At month three, the real owners come back from Switzerland.
Whatever.
What has happened to our house?
This is our house now. The thing. Like, if that happens, whatever. Bye. Like,
yeah, cause you can just go back to
Where we are.
That's cool.
But
it's good to have that fallback.
Well, yeah, especially. But like that's not the goal, obviously.
No,
but,
yeah,
but it's an option. But yeah, it was almost like, what? Why is this too good to be true?
Right.
But then everything we kept looking into was like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Hey.
And like,
it's the universe going, you deserve it, Jared.
Yeah.
You deserve this.
This is for
and
you.
We, and like, I'm like friends with them on Facebook now. So like, they're, you know, traceable human beings.
Right.
Because I didn't like make sure their accounts were like these dummy accounts or whatever. And like,
yeah,
they're people with bunch of friends and like all
persons in like good standing.
Actual, yeah, there's pictures of them doing stuff, and like he just was a really cool dude, and like we just meshed, and like they willing to work with us because everyone else that was filling out applications were psychopaths apparently.
Interesting.
Because like while we were there, there was like three families there, and there was like all these kids just running around going nuts.
That's how we got our last
place. And like
place.
Going crazy. Yeah. And I'm just like, no kids for us. And and I was just standing there talking to the guy.
That's what it is right there.
But I was just like, it was nuts. I just like talked to the guy and we're like, no kids and this and that. We got two small dogs, but they're well behaved and blah, blah, blah. And
yeah.
Everything's good. Everything's golden.
That's awesome.
So, here we go.
Before Becky moved in here, this house was it was empty for probably a good 6 months or so.
Oh, really?
Because they remodeled it. Yeah. Not some.
Right.
But they were asking $2,300 or more, I think, for it. And it just sat there for a while. And the family came over and were looking for it.
I remember when you talked about it. Like, there's just kids they have. And like,
what? And the parents, like, she did nude massage out of the home people would come here, they would do it,
get naked
in her living room, and they'd both get naked
and she rubs her body all over their body.
I thought it was more like she walked it on him, or it was some sort of, I don't know.
I don't want to make inappropriate assumptions, but
I don't know.
Happy
ending. Was that
on the table?
Yeah.
Jamie Jr.,
I'm sure it was legitimate.
Mama's working.
Yeah. I don't know about that. In the home, that's weird. If it was like in a place, like you go to a massage parlor and they're like, it's a new massage. I'm like, okay, like we're in a building, but. Somebody's house? Like,
yeah, it was.
I'm just going to show you somebody's house. Slather yourself a KY and rub your body on mine.
I think that's something a little different, Jerry.
Welcome to the neighborhood. Yeah.
Isn't that what it is? Why would it be called a nude massage? Nude body massage?
I think you're both
I mean, like, they do nude at the couple's massage over there.
But they do. When I go get a massage, I'm nude.
Right.
But if they said...
Right.
But the masseuse is nude.
But when you walk in, they're not like, okay, this is going to be a nude body massage. If they said that when I walked in, I'd be like, what is that?
You're going to massage me with a nude body.
Back up the
right.
Is it yours? Or are you going to bring like another person that you like that move around like on me? How does that work?
It'll be mine.
Yeah. Isn't that what that means?
I would think so.
I'm going to give you a nude body massage?
I guess.
It's hard to say.
So, I don't know.
You were as confused as I was.
Yeah, so anyway. But she's gone, and now you got Becky.
Now you got Becky, who's awesome, and who was a Marine and who could build and fix shit, which is awesome.
That's right.
It's so great.
Yeah. And there's a garage. I'm going to set up a little studio.
Stuff
in
there.
My woodworking tools, and man, it's going to be great. Anyway.
That's exciting.
Super excited.
That's what's up for you.
That is what's up
for
me.
Good for you, bro.
What's up with you? You're like, I took a dump today.
You know, my life, a good poop.
My life is boring.
Wait, did you have a good poop? No, I'm kidding. Inquiring minds want to know.
I've been waiting for the segment for so long because of the poop that I took. So let me tell you.
I ate oatmeal this morning. It was not like the Quaker packet stuff, epic. But like the real stuff.
So everything's going good. We're about to go to Oregon,
family and stuff.
Yeah, see both families, my mom's family and Andrea's dad's.
Well, you guys are
family.
Only going for like a weekend, right?
So, 5 days. Five days.
That's
so
good.
Yeah,
it's gonna be Portland to the coast.
Yeah.
Down.
Where on the coast?
East. To Tillamook to see my cousin.
Nice.
And then down the coast.
Get me some cheese.
Get some cheese.
Is Tillamook that where they cheese. Make it? Probably
yeah,
not.
They do. Yeah.
I would hope so.
That is.
Yeah,
that
the
is.
High school,
really?
The high school
was that's awesome.
Well, I didn't know it was Oregon. I thought it was somewhere else.
No. Tillamook, Oregon. And the high school is the cheese makers.
Nice.
And when you go to Tillamook, the cheese factory is a big tour. Is a big
I would
tour.
Totally
I would
that.
Never have. I never would have pictured that. I thought it was like.
That's awesome.
Not necessarily Wisconsin or something, but definitely in that neck of the woods.
Yeah, Tillamook, Oregon.
Well, you think of cheese, you don't think of Oregon.
Right. Exactly.
And it's, you know, something. They did a campaign with their our cows are special or something like that. Yeah,
did
like,
they?
Yeah,
I thought that was California's thing.
Maybe
we have
I
the happiest cows.
Well, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. But nice. Anyway, but Tillamook and then down the coast we have family land on the Umpqua River.
Oh, it's good right. to have land.
Yeah, it's like been there forever, and we used to go camping on it all the time. And
oh,
the
yeah.
people who live there still camp there all the time, like my
that's
cousin.
Cool.
And so one day when my mom passes, it'll become.
Right.
The kids to,
yeah,
to the kids.
Exactly.
That's cool.
And so I had this fantasy of a yurt village there, and it's right on the river. It's
a little
beautiful.
Artist commune
beautiful. Yeah.
on the
yeah,
river.
Yeah, for sure. Just a little getaway.
Yeah.
You know, that you could rent out to like
dope,
a big
man.
Group if you want. You
well,
can,
in
you
like
know.
2 months, I'm probably going to be looking for something.
Exactly.
Jared is a serial mover.
But I'm going to be a little broke.
So the yurt thing has sounded real sweet.
Yeah, this commune.
Can we make this happen?
Yeah, where we can show up and do dishes.
I'll
yeah.
be the leader.
Yeah. We can do that. So, that'll be a fun trip. And
yeah.
that sounds
great.
Yeah, and that's for the most part. That's the main thing of what's up.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
What about you, Rid?
I am in the opposite boat of Jared. I did
Boo.
Not sign a lease today.
But
we're looking,
you were,
we're
looking
for
looking
a new
either,
place.
Like,
yeah, well, I didn't know I was until very
this
recently.
This is all news to all of us.
Right. It's all brand new.
I hope I'm not looking for a place. Jeez.
So it was around like, I think it was sometime last December or November where we started getting like suspicious mail from like the landlord because she gets her mail there. And it was stuff like mortgage refinancing and stuff like that. And we're like, well, I'm like, oh, that's interesting. That and it wasn't like one or two. It was like every week there was some kind of
so it was
house
clear.
Mail of some sort.
Yeah.
So we're like, something's not right.
Yeah.
Like, we better like be on our toes. And then we got a notice that the house was going up for auction in like March or so.
That's like the fear of like renting a house. It's like,
right.
what if that's what's
what
going down
just,
with this
oh,
house?
Responsible.
Where it's
yeah.
like, oh, just come on and give us some money before it's foreclosed. You're just going to
yeah.
give us our rent. Wink, wink.
Exactly.
But I mean, there's paperwork and stuff. So like,
right.
it's like,
but
that can
be fake. Like,
bit.
I can write paperwork
no,
on my computer.
It's very true.
Like, you
but
never
I mean,
know.
There's signatures and stuff.
Yeah.
But, and if that happens, that's why, especially in this stupid state.
No, I'm
like,
sure you're fine.
Renters are covered like crazy,
yeah.
which is why that guy can't get out of the house.
You
because,
have a lot of rights.
Yeah, right. You're like, I'm a renter. Yeah.
But yes, she defaulted on her mortgage, and the house finally sold at auction in June. And it was bought by like an investment firm out of like Orange County. And at first, like they sent a guy who was like really charming and nice. And he's like, yeah, they really want to keep renters in the house. And we're like, okay, cool. And we're like, so we just pay like the same rent? And he's like, yeah. And we're like, which sounded a little suspicious. Like, that seems a little too good to be true. Like, somebody new buys the house and then literally
right.
nothing changes. Like,
yeah.
come on.
We just bought it, but.
And then a couple weeks go by and they ask for, like, our info because they're going to, presumably they're going to drop a lease and, like, you know, make everything legit. And then he comes back with, yeah, they want you out of the house because they're going to resell it and flip it and all that. I'm like, oh,
Boo.
Cool. So how long are you going to give us? And like, well, they'd like you to be out by September. And he's like, September 7th or September 10th.
When did they tell you this?
It was a month ago. So they gave us 30 days.
Yeah.
We got 30 days.
Still pretty short.
It's really
short.
It's
like,
give
you
like
legally
it's 60.
Yeah.
So here's the deal.
Yeah.
They said if you can get out in 30, we'll give you $2,000. Or
okay.
it's somewhere
yeah,
around
yeah.
$2,000. So like we'll give you which is like twice what our deposit was.
Nice.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, okay, like that's not bad. And we haven't paid rent for this month. We've been living there rent free in August.
Nice.
So
okay.
which is also nice.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, like we're getting
now rent free or did you pay the last month?
We paid July.
You didn't pay, like, when you moved in, like, first and last or anything like that?
No. Yeah. No. We paid deposit, and we paid
where's
first.
Where's Wilson Avenue? Do you guys know where
Wilson Avenue
is?
Here in...
4473 Wilson Avenue is available for $2,000 a month, two bed, one bath. I guess we can swing that. Square feet. Just saying.
Yeah.
Facebook Marketplace. Wilson.
Jared is. Are you being paid by Facebook today, Jared?
It's what's up, man.
I'm gonna check it out. No, for real.
They have rentals listed. It's like, well, that's the thing. Like, looking for a place, you go to the internet because that's what you do. Unless you're gonna just walk the neighborhood or drive the neighborhood,
which we have done as well,
right? Because that's literally the best way. Because not everyone's on the internet. Or if you're looking, like, you go to forrent.com. Only, like, this house will be there, but this one won't, and because that house is on Trulia, and then this house is on Zillow, and this one's on Redfin.
Right,
like, everyone's got them listed everywhere else instead of just one freaking site on the internet.
Yeah.
And so some of them are on Facebook, some of them are on Craigslist. So you just got to look everywhere.
Facebook, Craigslist, Zillow. Like, yeah, looking we haven't looked on Facebook yet. I'll check that out.
But yeah, there's definitely stuff there.
So. But so we found a place today that's, like, this is the first, because we've seen a bunch. We've seen a bunch of places, and this is the first one that was, like, it's literally the same rent. That we're both really excited about. It's a really nice spot in South Park. And I'm like, I've been wanting to live in South Park for a long time.
Yeah.
I love South Park.
South Park's cool.
And so we gave them all our info, and they come back, and they're like, ah, no dogs. I'm like, I'll kill you.
You're like, come on. No, they probably started the conversation with, like, hey, Rich, this is Wendy, whatever her name is.
Right.
This is Wendy with the house over at South Park. Just want to say, your application looks great. We really like your credit scores. This is all well and good, except, oh, sorry, you don't got any dogs. You're like, why didn't you start
why
with that?
Why didn't you that? Yeah. Why isn't that on the sign? Like, outside of the place.
He's trying to make you feel good.
Info beforehand?
First.
Well, the other thing is that Lindsay's, like, her friend lives there now. Like, that's how we even found out about the place. So we had, like, oh, we have this inn. Like, the friend is going to, like, talk us up and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And they come back with a no dogs thing, and I'm like, look, have you met my dog, though? My dog is awesome. Like, I was a dog trainer. Like, he's super well-behaved. Like, he doesn't destroy shit. Like, he's really cool. So we actually went back with that.
Like, and he's, like, a small dog.
He's a small dog. He's like, 18 pounds.
Right.
Like, he's not going to destroy the house.
Which is, like, acceptable everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a miniature schnauzer. He's...
Hey.
Yeah.
He has better references than I do. Like, and I'm not even, that's not even a joke. Like, that's the truth. Like, I could call probably 20 people who would want to vouch for this dog.
He runs with a class
before they would vouch for me.
Yeah. Just that's why you're just like, let's do a walk through the house.
We'll see
I'll
how
bring
it goes.
The dog. And you're like, he won't even know he's here.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Yeah. So hopefully
your dog is like Seinfeld's attractive girl that he brings with to, like, get things done.
He increases my stock.
We can't get a table. Oh yeah. Try the dog.
What about for me?
Yeah.
What about for Argo?
Oh, you little cutie.
That's awesome.
We'll see if we can make room. We'll push a couple tables together.
Yeah, so that's what's up with me.
And like, you're at the standstill. Hopefully they meet the dog and everything's good.
Yeah, I hope so. If not, like, we have other options. There are other. Yeah. We've seen other places that we could definitely get into. It's just like, they weren't like, this one's perfect. Like, it's perfect. On paper, it's perfect.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
So, yeah, sweet.
That's what's up. What's up.
Yep.
That's what's up.
This just in.
Okay, who's got news?
Well, it's getting kind of tired, but, like, the MoviePass thing.
No, well, there's new news every day.
Well,
so
see,
that's
the thing. Yeah. So, I am a sucker, and I am still
paying for
MoviePass. Right.
Because they had, like, people abandoning it
absolutely.
In droves.
But then they also
last month, right?
automatically signed people back up.
I'm sorry.
About that.
What?
I didn't hear that.
Like, there was,
what?
It wasn't. It was like it was an intentional thing.
Oh,
there was
okay.
like this. Like, there's a button that you can click. That's like when you were doing the. What it was an option. It was like in the coding, basically, because it's an app. And if you delete it or if you canceled your account, but then if you opened the app again and you said, like, yes, I agree to the new plan, or you wanted to see what was going down, you had to, like,
just to get the information about
right
the
to
plan.
Like, look at what's going on with the app, you had to hit the accept button or whatever,
and
it restarted your account because it assumed you were trying to use the account.
Oops.
And so it wasn't an intentional thing, but it did
so they
sign roll right.
Yeah.
But, like, if you disconnect, like, why would you go in the app and try and use the app? Like, you're an idiot. But, like, yeah, it definitely, like, you had to agree to it, like, yes, I'm gonna agree to the new plan.
Yeah,
but most people thought it was just to see the new app or whatever, but it reactivated their account.
Got it.
Yeah,
so I had a thought about MoviePass, and one of the reasons why it was facing extra like trouble this year
was that
we all probably had the thought during these crazy heat waves, like, I'm going to movies. I'm going to go to movies.
That's
going to
save
and
me
that's
from
like, yeah, yeah. And I think all across the country it was heat waves all summer.
Well,
And people are like, I'm going to go to a movie and want to use it. And then they just end up taking it.
Yeah. Well, along that same token, like, I feel like this is not an original thought. I listened to this on a podcast called High Five the Podcast. I want to give them credit because it's valid to me.
Right.
They were like, sure. I bet they were thinking it's like the gym membership people. Where they're like, people we're going to sign it. You up, you're going to use it for a month, and then you're not going to use it.
That was like their original thought.
That's what they thought.
Yeah.
And then people like me, people like Warby, people like Mikey,
awesome.
People like BJ, people like everyone are like, wait a second.
Everyone with a brain.
You're going to give me...
Free movies.
not just free movies, but like 30. Like, say...
A movie a day. A movie
movies.
A day.
29 for free.
If it's $10 a movie... And you go to 30 of them.
Yeah,
you are giving me free stuff,
right?
And so everyone's just like, wait a second, you're gonna give me all this for free?
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm paying.
I'm giving you $10,
but you are giving me $300 on my $10 investment,
right?
But wait, there's more.
But wait, and they don't get a cut of the concessions,
no.
Which should have been a thing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But then it was just like, we broke their system. Everyone that signed up broke their system.
I wonder
because we used the shit out of it because we are stupid idiots.
Why wouldn't
right?
you?
Right, exactly.
Why wouldn't
and like,
you?
And even whatever that like, we were talking about, that like you couldn't. You like push the recording time. You're like, something came up and I can't record till 8. Uh-huh. And I'm like, well, I'm in Mission Valley at 4:30. So I went there and I watched that stupid Melissa McCarthy movie. Why? Because they get in for free.
Yes. Which
like,
one?
Yeah. So I broke, like, that's right. the yeah. reason we broke. It's like, what am I going to do for the next 3 hours?
Well, I'll go watch a movie.
And people would just buy movies and walk in and be like, garbage. And then they'd leave.
Yeah.
And so we broke it. Like, it's
I
our
did
fault.
Buy, I did buy a ticket
that
for a movie.
Does break your terms of service with you have to stay till the end of the movie.
According to who?
When you agree to sign up for the account.
You can't make people. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's stupid.
Interesting.
Have,
yeah.
You know, I mean, and that's why
the user agreement
locations.
Says.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Fuck
breaking
them.
The terms of service. If you.
I never let. I watched that whole Melissa McCarthy
well,
movie.
Well, you know what I did is I couldn't buy a second ticket to
you
see
just
I, Tonya.
In somewhere else,
right? So I went to another movie because remember I missed the end of I, Tonya.
Right.
So I like wanted to see the end.
So
of
you want
it.
To see it again?
I just wanted to see the end. I didn't see how
right.
it ended.
Yeah. yeah.
So, but
and
yeah,
you're like, oh, it started 45 minutes.
And
ago,
they would
but
let
you
me
can't
go.
Backtrack a movie.
Right. So. Oh, and maybe you could even see it twice at that time.
Yeah,
like,
you could.
Yeah, but it had already like started, so it wouldn't register.
Right.
And so I bought a ticket to I think some kind of horror movie.
Yeah,
or
and
something.
You're like walked in I, Tonya and watched the
but
end.
But they don't tell you what I had to like search for it.
Yeah, they can't make you walk in. No, and that's been a movie theater problem like since the beginning of time.
Oh,
you can
like,
buy
yeah,
a ticket
that,
for
that
whatever
movie.
And
I'm
go see
walk
whatever.
Into what now? Yeah, exactly. But no, like I thought that was a very valid point that they made. I was like, yeah, we did. We broke it because we like how could
you made
you
it breakable.
Yeah,
it's breakable.
It's like they're like, and they made so much money in the initial sign up, but then they had to pay all the freaking payouts.
Yeah,
but it's like, yeah, we could do that too. Literally, his idea was like, you send me $1, and I'll send you $100 bill. And then you're like, sweet, it's
okay.
the fastest growing subscription service ever.
Yeah.
Because you're going to send me $100 for $1. You, like, instantly.
Why
you
would
get,
I not
you
do
get
that?
3 million subscribers. You're like, I just made $3 million. But then you're like, wait, I have to give all these $100 bills out now.
Yeah.
Wah, wah. Whoops.
So yeah, it clearly like, wasn't planned out that well.
And so, like, yeah, we broke it because we used it.
I would love to know, like, I'd love to be a fly on that wall and figure out. Exactly what like the real thought process was.
I wonder if they were trying to like say we have to be first because this is coming.
This is going to happen.
Yeah.
I guess.
But see, and that's so, why like, I also want to see where it's going. But like I can always re-sign up.
Well, that's the
but,
thing.
Like, there's something about it. I'm like,
there's those other plans that compete. They have ones
right.
in Europe.
Well,
and the same plan
dealer.
Is going
right.
to.
They
true.
Gave you a taste.
It's very true.
They gave you a taste,
yeah.
and now
and
you want more.
Now we're it's bitch.
And to be totally transparent. All the changes have not affected me at all,
right.
except for the fact that if I had gone to the theater and I wanted to see Mission Impossible,
right.
I would not be able to. But
right.
I haven't had time to go. And so
sure.
they're working that stuff out. They're trying to get the blockbusters.
They were probably
back
counting
in
on things like that too. Like people aren't going to be able to see movies like every day,
right? And when I signed up for it, it was the perfect time because Samantha was working nights,
right.
I was working mornings, and when I'd get off of work, I'm like, well, there's no point in going home because my wife's not there.
Yeah,
I'll go to the movies.
Or part of the problem, Jerry.
Or on my day off when I have the day off and she's at work, I'm like, what am I going to do? It's hot in my house. I'm going to go to the movies.
Yeah.
And so I was seeing movies like crazy.
Yeah.
And then
MoviePass didn't count on Trump's America, where we are frugal and
I got to hold on to every dollar that I got.
But yeah, it's ridiculous. So, and so I'm still a member technically.
Sure,
me too. Technically.
Because,
me too.
Because on it, like I said, if I had been one of those,
I should
people,
cancel now though. I'm really,
because
like,
what was the movie that like put the red flag up? Where they're like, you can't do this.
Wasn't it the Mission Impossible?
Oh, it was Mission Impossible.
No, because that was the first movie that they said you can't see with it. There was a movie that people went to, and they tried to buy it, and it was, like, declining their cards. Was it Mission Impossible?
I think it was Mission Impossible as well.
But I think you're right. I think there was something before
that,
too.
Because that was the one for sure they were like, can't do it.
Yeah, like, you can't go at all.
You can't go at all.
But there was another one where
people
were going.
I thought there was one they were trying to go, and then it was like, wait.
Like, surreptitiously, it was
right,
like, no, you
like,
can't do this.
No, we can't do that. And that's when they took out that loan, and then they tried to buy
it
back.
I thought it was more just because they were running out of money. It wasn't that they were.
That was right around when I was thinking about signing up, too, and I'm like, wait a minute.
No, I definitely got my use out of
this
it.
This is about to backslide.
Like, sure. I want to go back and find out what my sign-up date was. Because if it was, like, February and I've had it for, you know, 6 months or whatever, I'm curious to know
if
it track in the app, like, how many movies you've seen?
I probably average, a movie and a half a month.
When it started, I was, like, going nuts. I saw, like, Black Panther twice. I saw Star Wars twice. I saw, and so... And that was the other thing. They probably didn't even think about that. Like, everyone's going to go see Infinity War three times.
Fuck yeah.
Like,
of course.
Why wouldn't I?
Right, but they probably didn't think, until it happens, you're like, probably not thinking about it.
So they launched a product without knowing anything about the people that were going to buy it.
Right.
Gotta be first. Yeah. Gotta be first.
And be fast.
And it was
Or they just have to get us our taste.
And if it dies, or whatever, like, no big deal.
It was all a front.
Because I got my money's out of it. Like, I don't feel like they ripped me off at all.
They were hired by the big movie chains.
Yeah, yeah.
To make a service that's too good.
Well, didn't fail.
MoviePass ran out of cash to secure the $6.2 million loan this morning to cover. Basically.
So people showed up to the theater and they hit the button. It said check in. They confirmed it and then they went to buy it and it declined their cards. That was Mission Impossible. Yeah. Okay. And then the day after they were just like, nope, can't see it.
Can't see it at all.
We removed it. And everyone's like, wait, what? You're removing movies?
Yeah, that's my conspiracy.
Like, wait, what? You're doing this?
All the movie chains hired these guys. Like, look, we want you to create a service that's way too good to be true. People will get it. It'll fail, and then we'll come up with something that costs more, and then they'll get that because
they'll be happy about the.
They've had a taste.
Right.
They'll be happy to have it.
Yeah.
Because I remember when it first started, it was like Netflix seemed like it was involved in the...
Yeah, Mitch Lowe is a co-founder of Netflix.
Oh.
And so it's like...
That is a correct statement.
And that I thought it was like even like Netflix money was involved in it, but maybe not. Maybe it's just the person who used to be in Netflix, or maybe still is.
Speaking of, I need to drop for it to go like, life's a binge correction corner. But Mr. Netflix doesn't make any money over here, Mr. BJ Lawrence.
That is my assertion.
Your brother, this is not on me, this is on Tony.
Okay.
He texted me like, dude, Netflix is making bank. And he like looked up their like quarterly stuff or whatever.
Right.
And they are making
all the money.
Billions.
Yeah, but is that necessarily profit because they're spending so much money?
They're not spending that much money.
I don't know. That's a lot of.
They're working on a new movie right now. Yeah, that's like $150 million.
Even if
budget,
you just do the very basic math of like, say they have 3 million subscribers at $10 a person.
Uh-huh.
That's like monthly revenue in the hundreds of millions.
All right, I'm gonna.
according to just did Google and MarketWatch is reporting that the last quarter the company
is there a profit?
Met their second quarter forecast of $350 million profit.
So their quarterly profit is $350 million.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
100 million subscribers. So I just Googled, does Netflix turn a profit?
Absolutely.
Something I have not done.
Yeah. So all this, like, there's no way.
No,
there's
was no
way they're making money. I was saying,
I'm pretty sure. You're right.
You claim that your pretty sure's are almost right. Always correct.
So we just brought that down a little bit. We brought that,
you check that ego,
but,
son.
But they had said that the Netflix model was similar, was that they planned on losing money for a long time.
Right.
And I don't know how long they've been around.
Netflix has been around forever.
For a long time.
Do you remember when
they
said
you might have already lost? They might have already,
they still
like,
do that.
Right.
They've already
got that. It's a subsidy now. It's called DVD.com. It's still part of Netflix. You can still order it through Netflix, but when they show up, it's all branded as DVD.com.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Instagram is Facebook, too.
That's right.
So they're like, I'm going to get off of Facebook.
That's true.
No, you're not.
No,
you're not.
You're mine.
So is there any other... Oh, yeah, we talked about it before we even hit record.
We did. We were talking about the
Crazy Rich Asians. Crazy Rich Asians.
That's in the news.
Which I'm like, ooh, can I say that?
Well, and so...
But that's the title of the movie.
So
and the book that it's based
because
on.
It's my job to play the arrogant white guy card.
Do it.
Play.
I'm curious.
Play it now.
Has anybody seen the movie?
No. I have not. I want to.
Okay.
It's
getting
going
good reviews.
To go see it. Yeah,
critics are loving it.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes, 90-something.
And
it was at 100.
Critics are loving it. Fans are loving it.
You know who won't like it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Too many people like it. I hate this.
It was quiet for like...
They weren't talking nearly enough.
The movie can be popular and I'll like it.
No, he's going to say they weren't Asian enough.
Yeah. They said it was Asians.
And so...
There weren't any Asians in this movie.
And so none of us have seen it, but it's getting really good reviews. It's getting really...
A lot of problems. A lot of problems.
And I'm sure it's a really good movie. But I'm curious if a lot of the buzz and a lot of the conversation is because it's written by an Asian person, directed by a cast of Asian. It's like it's a very Asian-centric movie. And so I'm curious if that's the reason why it's getting all the buzz. It can also, it's obviously a good movie too. So I don't want to discount that at all. But the reason it's getting so much publicity is because it's an Asian movie.
I don't think it's possible to separate that from it being, even if it is a good movie, like if on its own merit, which I'm sure it is.
Right.
Like just because we already know what we know, I don't think it's possible to separate its, for lack of a better word, Asianness from the actual like content of the movie.
But weren't you saying something along the lines of like, they're not promoting it like that? Or promoting it? Like, it's all Asian. We got an Asian director, Asian writer, Asian cast.
I mean, I've seen zero marketing for this movie. Like, I wouldn't know this existed if people hadn't told me.
I think the marketing for me has been in like news stories. Because I hear them talk about it on NPR. I heard them do a story about it. And I hear...
And what was the story?
The story was this is the first all Asian cast of a Hollywood movie.
Joy Luck Club?
Since Joy Luck Club.
Was Joy Luck Club written and directed by Asian as well?
Yeah, I don't know, it was all Asian cast.
Because it could have been like a white dude director.
I don't know.
Which is the problem with Hollywood.
But the thing is, like, the last time there was an all Asian big budget Hollywood film, which is Joy Luck Club, that was in 1993. Right?
Yeah,
that was a long time ago.
Right. And it is a problem. Like, the quote, whitewashing of Hollywood, or whatever you want to call it, is an issue. It's a known thing.
Yeah.
Where Matt Damon starring in The Great Wall of China. Like, that happen.
That's because Matt Damon is huge in China.
Well,
I get your point, though,
And he's playing the white guy
he is
the white savior of the movie.
I'm going to go show the Asians how to Asian.
Right.
Right.
Which people are like, boo.
Boo.
It could have been a cool action flick, but people are like, this is a stupid idea.
So that movie already happened?
I watched it.
Oh, yeah.
It was bad.
Long ago.
Oh, God, it was bad.
A few years ago.
It's one of those ones that you remember kind of hearing about, but then clearly it didn't make a splash enough to where you're like.
Do not waste.
Did that happen?
10 cents of electricity it cost you to watch that on whatever streaming service it's on. It is terrible.
And so I forget how the point was brought up before, but if they aren't like pushing it like this is an Asian like made thing by Asians and it's an all Asian cast.
Right.
But then they're like, that's not why you should go see the movie. It's like, well, then don't push that thing.
Right.
And then if they're like, well, it's not about that, then it's like, I don't know why it's called this, but it's called Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure the word of mouth is doing that.
Sure.
Like, the word of mouth is saying, hey, this is made by Asian people, about Asian people, accurately portraying.
Yeah,
and I don't want to put out that I'm
full and complete characters.
Like,
I'm
totally all for that, just to make that absolutely clear. But it's like, why is that the marketing for it?
That's a good question.
It's like if you had an all black cast directed by a black Black Panther
right
is a perfect
that's
example.
That's what that is.
Right, but they weren't. Not all black. But they weren't like. They weren't like, this is a black movie.
I mean, they were.
You know, it was promoted almost the same way, though.
But they don't have to, because they can show you all the pictures, they can give you all the names, and we can figure it out for ourselves now.
But even in the same way that
if they don't say that, we're going to get that.
And so they didn't say this is an Asian movie.
I don't think they did.
I don't know.
I have to go back in time.
In the same way that I heard that, you know, the Joy Luck, not Joy Luck Club, but Crazy Rich Asians was an all Asian production.
Right.
The same way, it was the same way that I heard the Black Panther's coming out, and it's a all black production, right? You know, and that it's really similar. It's almost the same thing.
It
to
wasn't
me.
In the trailer. Right. It was in like stories
and on PR and NPR and like and media and media stories.
Right. And so that's the thing. Like, is that warrant it to be a news story or not a news story? Yeah, it does warrant it to be a news story, but does it warrant it to get butts in seats?
I think so. Yeah, I would say
like the outside of market.
I think most people would rather that not be the case. That we don't have to have like here's
you
like
don't
all this, here's an all that.
So hard to be represented on screen,
right? Like they would just they could just be there in the lead action role or in the lead romantic role without having to say this is an all only Asian, Mexican, black, whatever cast.
Well, and when they you know because it's especially prevalent in Hollywood with Asian actors where they are like. They're going to be there, and they're going to automatically know some form of kung fu
they're
or karate
crazy cast,
or martial arts.
And limited, right.
Like just because they're Asian, they're going to know some sort of martial art.
There's in, like the character tropes, like the sexless Asian man with a hypersexual Asian woman, and both of them know martial arts. And
they both know martial arts.
It's just very limited and character. So, and that's the thing is like when your character trait is like this is kind of a tangent, so hit that button.
I will.
Last night I watched Manchester by the Sea.
Okay.
And let's say that took place, that can take place anywhere. That movie can take place anywhere.
Sure.
And those people don't have to be Irish, Catholic, white people. Like anybody could be those people. Like anybody can.
Just sub amount for whoever.
But that's the case for most films. That's the thing. It's like, it could be a black guy in anything. It could be an Asian guy in anything. But that's not the way it is.
You could have a black parent with a white kid.
Yeah, because that happens.
You don't have to explain it.
Right. Like, and most people would probably be like, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Red being a black guy in Shawshank Redemption.
Right. Well, and most people...
Why are you called Red? And they make a joke about it, even though that's not what
it is. But, like, you could have a black parent and a white kid and not mention it at all. And people wouldn't question it. But
the
usually,
audience is smart.
The movie will throw in some stupid thing like, do you see the resemblance?
Yeah, right? Because they think you're dumb.
Right.
Like,
and
they think
like,
the audience
and
is
like,
dumb.
Oh, whatever. And they'll explain it. But it's like, you don't need to, like, just cast whoever you want.
And that's why you always appreciate movies that, and for me, it's huge when a movie thinks, like, you know what? We're going to let the audience be smart. We'll we don't have to spell it out. We'll let them figure this, like, plot point or this relationship
beat me over
out.
The head,
or,
please.
Yeah, tell me everything. Talk to me all throughout the movie.
Yeah,
don't
so
leave any airspace.
It's just I really want to see the movie because I've heard
I do too.
It's really great, but
I really want to see it.
You know, a movie
I'm
you got to see.
What's that?
Black Klansman.
Yes.
Now see, this is a black movie. No, I'm just kidding.
Obviously, I don't have to say that.
It's called,
dude,
it's called the black. The word
in
black
a KKK
is in
outfit with an Afro pick. That's
so
the
word
actual
black
poster.
Is in this title of the movie, just like the Crazy Rich Asians. So, is this a black movie? No,
so, once there's more than X amount of black people in it, it becomes a black movie.
And then, yeah, and then at a certain point, you must put black in the title in order to
so people can be warned.
Right. This is the Black Panther, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Black
y'all.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Oh, but the movie's good. Black Panther.
It's super good.
It's really fun.
Is
yeah.
it a remake of like the?
Because there is another movie
that
called
I don't
black
know.
Klansman. I don't know.
And I only reason I knew that is because for whatever reason it came up on Google.
Well, he was talking about it. Yeah. It popped up in the bracket, and so I was like, oh, interesting. So, but I have no idea if it's the same story.
Yeah.
I just know it's the same title.
Because the story's about like a real guy.
Yeah.
Like a guy who actually did this.
Right.
Which I'm like flabbergasted. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
His name's Dave Chappelle. And. No? Is that not it?
Is that not it?
Show us your face!
Speaking of Dave Chappelle, did you see when
it's
you watched
the funniest skit of all time?
It's such
that
a,
is a damn
it's right. such a good damn skit.
When the guy's head explodes, I lose my mind every time. Anyway.
Did you see the ad for Bradley Cooper's new movie?
No.
The remake of Star is Born.
Yeah, yeah. With Lady Gaga. Yeah.
And Dave Chappelle.
It looks super good.
I'm really interested about
that. I really want to see it.
And then there was an ad for White Boy Rick with... Did you see that one?
That's a white movie, right?
That's a white movie.
Where did they put that for every other movie?
That would be great.
Yeah. White Manchester by the Sea.
Go see Crazy Rich Asians.
White Elysium.
Go see Black Klansman. A black movie.
What movie are you going to go see? Colors?
Wait, what do I do?
So what's, who's it?
Who can watch this? Is this movie for me?
50 Shades of Grey.
What's White Boy Rick? Is it like a
gritty Detroit story of
he's like a kid's dad, and
Matthew McConaughey is the dad, and then the rest is it's like a bunch of folks
that look really good.
Does it take place in like modern war zone Detroit?
Yeah. Yeah,
like, what's up with Detroit, guys? Like, what is happening in Michigan?
Detroit is a character. Detroit is the new, like, this city is a character movie. Because we're not doing that with L.A. right now.
Right.
We're not doing it with New York right now.
But that's because New York and L.A. both
have
their,
done
like...
to death.
Well, they both had their times in the dumps, basically.
Yeah.
Like, L.A. was down and out.
That's
New
Detroit's
York
time
was
right
real
now.
Bad, but Detroit, Michigan is fucked.
That's Detroit right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's tough. It's in a bad place.
Yeah.
Oh. Here's Detroit. Yeah. Thanks, Siri.
Thanks for telling me where it's at.
Always got to chime in. That reminds me of a trailer I saw for a movie that I'm super excited for.
Yeah.
It's The Green Book. With Mahershala Ali and Viggo Mortensen.
Exactly.
It's a black movie, actually.
But I'm confused.
Mahershala Ali plays, I forget the musician's name now. He's like this super famous black pianist from like the times of like Jim Crow and segregation.
Oh, yeah.
And he's taking a tour through
like
the deep south.
Jazz pianist and all that
yeah.
good stuff.
And, like, and he's like crazy amazing. Yeah. And Viggo Mortensen plays the driver who like drives him on tour. And it's Viggo like he's doing an accent, like he sounds completely different. He's like put on weight, so he looks completely different too. And I'm like, I don't know if I've ever seen a movie with Viggo Mortensen in it and been disappointed.
Right.
So I'm super on board.
Hidalgo.
Yeah, and there's like there's a moment where
I don't know
like,
if that was bad. I just know he was
there's a
bad.
Moment where and it's if you watch the trailer, like it's kind of it feels kind of Oscar baity because
yeah.
like obviously we're acting at like our highest possible level. And there's a moment with them in the rain. Where they're outside of the car, and Viggo like just yelled at him something, and Marshall Ali's like, "Well, he's like, if I'm not black enough and I'm not white enough, then what am I?" And the way he says it, you're like, "Oh shit!" I'm like, "I gotta see this movie." Yep. Oh my god.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah. Green Book.
So that was news.
Have that on your radar.
Believe it or not, we were talking about news.
Yeah,
that's the news.
Is there anything else or no?
News.
Yeah, you good?
There's always more James Gunn stuff because that changes every day too.
I haven't heard. What's the latest? Is he back on now?
There was apparently a meeting where they definitely said we are not rehiring you.
Right.
And I forget the guy's name, but it's like the Marvel Disney like the guy who like is that glue between the two.
Not Feige.
No, not Feige.
Okay.
I wish I remembered his name. Yeah. But he basically went into the meeting knowing, no, we're not rehiring right. you. And James Gunn's like, well, maybe they will. And
so it's not going to happen.
No. This is pretty unequivocally not
none.
Happening. Yeah. So however we feel about that, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sure it's still going to be a decent movie.
Give it to Taika Waititi. It'll be fine.
Yeah. True that. True.
What did he do? What did she do?
He did Thor Ragnarok. Which is a better Guardians 2 than Guardians 2 was.
Honestly. Guardians 2, yeah, it didn't...
It's okay.
When I think about it after
it
watching it, I'm
like,
this isn't as good.
Yeah.
Like, the first one's great.
Well, the first one's great.
First one's great.
When you watch the second one, the first time you're
Kurt
like,
Russell,
it's more of the
like,
same, yay!
Yeah.
And then you go back and you rewatch it and you're like, there's not really a lot of here. There's not really a lot
They're
there.
They're like really reaching for the jokes, like trying super hard. And you're like, I don't know.
But
so
it was good.
Maybe it's New Blood. This isn't the way that I would want you know, a direction to change, but maybe the New Blood will make it different and new again and cool.
That's what's up with news. And because of situations and whatnot, we don't have a Maddie movie review because his schedule didn't line up with the movies.
He's sick too, right?
And he is ill.
Hey man,
so
feel better, Matt.
That'll happen.
That's life.
But we don't have a review for you. But you know what we do have? We have a commercial break with In the Ghetto by Elvis Presley.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
As the snow flies
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Now people, don't you understand? Your child needs your help. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cried.
So before we were talking about that, because we just heard the song. Well, some of us, Beeger. You were refilling my beverage, so
yeah,
that's why
take
I didn't
a
hear
break.
It. But
I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Like, we joked about it because, like, Rich was like, you know, a young black child is born in the ghetto.
Yeah,
but at no point in this
it
song
doesn't say it at
well,
all.
It might have been maybe it's just this version, but at no point
maybe
is there ever a race mentioned in the song.
I could, I swear that's what it says in
is
the movie
a
The Jerk, though.
But see,
another song?
I have no idea. I have no idea where the song came from.
I don't
can
know.
You, can you check, like,
in the ghetto.
Our Oracle.
It's a song by Elvis Presley. And is there a reference to it being a black child somewhere?
I mean, other than being in the ghetto.
Right. I feel like it's kind of implied.
It's a little wink, nudge, nudge.
Which is
kind of
racist.
Sort of situation.
But,
or just culturally, like what you learn, you know.
Right. I mean, when was Elvis mega popular? What year?
50s and 60s.
50s and 60s, yeah.
And what was the ghetto known as in the 50s and 60s?
The German neighborhoods. That,
yeah.
Right. The Polish neighborhoods.
The Jewish neighborhoods.
Jewish neighborhoods in Poland.
We should call it that.
The ghetto. Is it Poland? Or
yeah.
Is Poland is the ghetto?
Yeah.
We're
Polish
ghetto.
Ghettos, yeah.
The first term.
Kristallnacht, man.
The first ghetto. The
that
first
was
term ghetto.
Real stuff.
But not German. The German neighborhoods weren't called ghettos.
I don't know if it was.
I don't think so. I think it's
first
after the German invasion, wasn't it? Which
yeah,
is
it was
when
definitely
it, like,
after
it
that.
Was all like run down and stuff, and they
yeah.
started calling it that. I thought. Hmm. I thought. But anyway, we digress.
Interesting.
If you can find
that's
any,
what, that's
any
one of
them
smart
it.
Podcasts.
Right. Yeah. That's
one
for somebody
smart
that cares.
History podcast. Yeah.
We yeah. just play in yeah. the ghetto because it was stuck in my head for some reason,
yeah.
and I use it as a joke.
That's why it's stuck in your head.
And I use it as a joke
because Cartman sings it.
Anything.
On songfacts.com, they just say the song is about poverty. Mm-hmm. A child who can overcome his surroundings and mm-hmm. crime, which leads to his death.
Song about poverty. Okay,
it was
which
the
is true.
Song that Elvis yeah. recorded that with a socially conscious
message.
Interesting. Yeah. About poverty.
About poverty. And the Civil War is about states' rights.
Is there... Now, I don't know how dirty you want your search history, but is there a way to search...
Uh-oh.
Is there, what's is up, there pussycat? A reference Bye. Of it? No, but is there a reference where it says young black child?
Or like, poor is there, black can child you, can, or yeah,
poor
like
black
that.
Child, and they get it.
I'll bet...
Because I swear... Like, when you said that, I was like, yeah, money that's the words of the song.
When they, in the jerk, like,
yes,
the
try, Steve Martin's try the jerk. Searching with it with
it
the
says,
jerk.
Poor black child. I'm, ah,
now,
I
who sings
totally
it in the
wrong.
Jerk? Now, I know the jerk.
I don't remember. I haven't seen it in super long.
Anyway. So while he's Googling that, we're going to be talking about Rich's influential movies.
Yeah.
We've mentioned a couple of them,
I'm almost done with them. Have we?
Yeah, we talked about, like, one or two.
We've definitely talked about The Green Mile, which is on
there. I don't think we did.
Have we? Or no?
Maybe we mentioned it, but I don't remember talking about it. But I don't know that movie very well.
Green Mile?
Yes,
I've seen it. That's the movie I watch when I really want to feel feelings.
I've seen that movie, I think, honestly, one time all the way through from start to finish. Yeah. And then I've seen it in pieces probably two times more.
It has a literal magical Negro.
Yeah, it's true.
Which is true. Sometimes called a movie trope, but that's actually what he is.
Right.
It's a great movie. Like it's about, you know, don't judge a book by its cover, redemption... putting faith and trust in people who seem good to be good. And
it's so emotionally charged.
Oh,
like,
God.
Like,
yeah.
Not just the ending, but, like, throughout. Like, you feel love
I'm
throughout.
Pretty sure
you feel sadness. You feel hatred.
It's like, Frank Darabont, right?
Yes.
Same as Shawshank?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
And it's just great filmmaking. That
and
really,
is Green Mile, is it another short story, or is that a full-length novel?
See, I don't know.
The movie's dang long.
I'm pretty sure.
Right.
So.
So
yeah, the movie's long as hell.
I mean, I think
Shawshank's based on
that's
a short story.
So I'm pretty sure. It's probably a short story.
Yeah,
I don't think that's the whole book.
I think maybe. But yeah.
I'd love to read it if it was, but I'd love to read it either way.
Right.
I remember the first time I saw that movie. It was
Stephen King's so fucking good.
And Tom Hanks.
I was young, and Tom Hanks is good in everything, and he's so good in that.
But
too.
Like when he
and Michael Clarke Duncan,
he
is
does
a literal
does,
titan of acting in that movie.
Yes.
When Tom Hanks
don't put me in the dark,
says,
boss. I'm like, don't put him in the dark.
It's so rough.
When Tom Hanks is like shaking his hand at the end, saying goodbye to him, and he's
God.
Like. And he's wondering what he asks him what he should do. Like he's right at that moment willing to do whatever.
What am I supposed to
whatever
do?
Whatever you're supposed to do. And he's like, when I stand in front of God, and I
how do I answer for this?
Yeah, that's right. Like, oh my lord, that's good.
And like all the guys
that's
are like that too. They're like,
good.
We're killing a miracle. Like, what? How? Because that's their belief. It's like this is clearly he's sent from God. Like, obviously he's performing miracles. Like, so how do we cope with this? Like for the rest of our lives that we're. Like we could be killing Jesus for all we know.
Yeah,
you know? That's what they have to be thinking that.
God, those shots when they just like show their faces to because it like, shows like a shot of all of them,
and they're
bam,
all in agony.
Bam, bam. And you're just like, and you're just watching it happen.
Yeah. I weep.
You're just watching
I weep
it happen.
Openly
it's so
that
it's
movie.
So it's so good, and that's just one of those things. Like that particularly, it's just a piece of art that's written so well, directed and shot so well, and Tom Hanks kills the fuck out of it. You know, Michael Clarke Duncan.
Oh,
see, and that's the when people get mad that Tom Hanks like wins awards and stuff because like first of all, award shows are jokes or whatever. But Tom Hanks,
you send me their address.
Is a fucking genius.
He's a great,
like, and it's so subtle. And like that's the thing, he's not like all big and in your face about
acting.
Stuff, right? He's so subtle. It's like the small little things that he does, and the way that he like holds it in, like
little
that's
expressions.
That's the number one thing.
Yeah.
I will. Openly weep and outwardly sob hysterically if somebody is like on the brink.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see a guy like, like ugly cry. You know, I don't want to see a guy ugly cry. But if I can see a guy like,
it's harder to believe.
Almost cry.
It's harder to believe.
Because, like
as, ugly cries,
like, not to sound whatever, but growing up as a man, you're told, like, don't cry. Like, men don't cry. And, like, I was in theater, so, like, I'm a fucking emotional wreck.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, but whatever. But when you watch a man, holding it in because he's trying not to cry, but you know he's
that's
crying.
Harder to watch than someone
it's
actually.
It's so
crying.
Hard to watch.
Yeah, it's much harder to watch,
and it's it feels more real because especially for me, like growing up, you know, you hear like my parents didn't tell me this, but like as a generalized social rule, men don't cry.
Right.
That's what you grow up hearing, and
yeah,
so
no,
when
I grew
you
up hearing
see
that
a man that wants to cry but he's not, but you know he is, but he's not.
And it's like you want him to.
And Tom Hanks is the master of that.
You want to be like, go ahead, man. Just let it out.
It's okay. It's okay.
Come here, you.
I'm going to give him a hug. Yeah. No, that's what he does. Yeah. Like, I want to reach for the screen and give this guy a hug. You're killing me.
And, like, he lets it go a little bit further in Forrest Gump when he's talking to Jenny at the end.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, he's holding it in so long. And he's like, and it's just so rough to see that. And that's why I said Tom Hanks. And he does it so well. Then Green Mile, too. It's just like, God, Jesus.
Anyway, absolutely. I want to see more Tom
Hanks. Tom Hanks is brilliant. I love him.
So good.
Yeah. On the absolute opposite end of the spectrum, the movie I started with was Spaceballs.
Right.
Which is nothing like The Green Mile as far as tone or even acting or anything. But I remember watching this movie on, I think it was on HBO with my dad.
Yeah.
Like the first time I saw it.
Spaceballs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still don't think I've seen that movie beginning.
What?
Yes.
Like at all?
I've seen lots and pieces.
You've probably seen bits.
Comb the desert, BJ.
I've seen lots of pieces.
Damn, dude.
Tell me what you find.
I've seen that.
Nothing over here, sir.
We ain't found shit.
Yeah. God. So the weird thing about that part is the camera holds on him for like a little too long. He's like not saying anything. It's like, why is the camera still on him? Like they finished the joke. That makes it funnier.
It's so good. Do you know that joke?
I do, yeah. And it's like
there's
two groups. It shows two like groups with combs. Right. And then it shows the black guys with a pick.
Fun movie fact. I'm pretty sure that's Tuvok from Voyager.
Really?
I think so. Yeah, I could be wrong. Right.
No, you're probably right.
My pretty sure's aren't as good as BJ's.
Right. Which aren't as good. Aren't as good as they used to be.
Knocked down a peg.
Aren't as good as they used to be.
But that was the first movie that introduced me to like that sort of comedy. Especially when I was a kid.
Like spoof humor.
Spoof humor.
Which they don't do anymore.
No, not well.
Scary Movie kind of killed that.
It wasn't a scary movie. It was all the ones that came after it, Epic Movie.
That's what I'm saying. But it's all the same. Yeah, they tried to
murder that genre.
Because Scary Movie was great. I really enjoyed Scary Movie. Scary Movie 2.
I like Scary Movie 2.
No, Scary Movie 2, I think, is almost better at being a spoof movie than the first one was.
No, I agree.
But
absolutely.
Then 3, I don't remember that well. 4, I think there's 4.
I don't remember if I saw 2 or not. Like,
2 is real good. What's his name? Chris Elliott with the little baby arms.
That kind of rings a bell. Yeah. I remember the first one.
Yes. Yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Here, put on these shoulder pads. Put on those. Yeah.
No, the first one's great.
I've seen that a lot.
But I feel like this.
How about like this?
Yeah.
I feel like after the second Scary Movie, the spoof genre kind of died.
It did.
And there was glimmers here and there, like Cabin in the Woods, but that's not really a glimmer.
That's more of its own thing.
It's an homage.
Yeah,
movie,
it's
not
a very
spoof.
Different sort of spoof.
But what was the last spoof movie? Like an Airplane or a Spaceballs?
Well, that's interesting because I wanted to
Or Hot Shots. Do you guys know Hot Shots?
That's an old one.
Oh, yeah.
That's an old one.
But it's great.
Hot Shots Part 2 is
But I wanted to put Airplane on my list only because that style was so unique.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think that's... I didn't put up my
The overt spoof.
Right. Yeah, where yeah, just, in a style
very obviously
and literally
tongue in cheek.
It hadn't really been seen before. That style of humor. Just this bam, bam, bam bits. Constant
bits. One liner.
Everything
one liner.
Is a bit.
Specifically referencing a style of movies that came before it, too.
Airplane might have been the first thing to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a disaster movie. Right. And so here's a full-on farce of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That every single thing.
Excuse me, stewardess. I speak jive.
Yeah. Oh, guys, so funny.
But it got me laid to the bone. Chump don't want to help me. Chump don't get the help.
All right, so I'll kill that. I know that whole thing.
You know the whole thing?
I think so. Let me see it. Where's
the... Yeah, the same old, same old.
Oh, my gosh.
Did Jay want to say it?
Yeah, by the backbone, check me down. I'll take TCB in, man. Mike suffer pro slick. Hey, bring my back my performance down. I take TCB in, man. Hey. See a broad to get that booty yakker. Lay it down and smack him yakker. Oh, got to be. It's almost coming. It's coming back to me. It's coming back to me. It's all coming back to me. But as friends, as kids, you would sit there and write them all. You'd have to learn all those lines.
Well, and here's me as a kid loving this movie, and I just thought that was a funny bit. little did I know, like,
you didn't know the right. the poignant like the, tones of the time.
Right,
and,
no
yeah.
idea what they were going for right. as a kid. Yeah. But no, then as you watch it as an adult, you're like, oh yeah. shit, yeah.
Like I didn't so get great. The line like she's a Jewish princess. Right. Like I didn't get that at all until I dated a Jewish girl. And right. I was like, ah, now I see
what's going on here. Yeah, no, it's just great.
I got it.
What's you're pretty sure
the jerk?
Tuvok? Yes.
So who sings it?
No.
Oh, Tuvok.
Yeah.
Oh.
He didn't find shit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's great.
That's so great.
Did you find anything on the ghetto from the jerk or anything?
There
nothing.
There is a reference to that says it's about a black boy,
but no, like, no specific no, line. Okay. Pop culture there's reference or anything.
Maybe we all just wanted to hear that.
Yeah. Or we all just heard it in the subliminal message of
right.
the song.
Subliminal now, man. Whatever. Made yeah. us hear
imagine
it.
He's white.
That's the last one on my list.
Oh, is it?
I haven't posted that one. I got so anyways, nah. Thank you for that. Spaceballs. You remind me of something.
Spaceballs is great. Good solid choice.
I laugh. I still laugh at that movie now, and
me too.
I think about that whenever I watch movies that I loved when I was, you know, like in the 80s and 90s when I was a kid. I'm like, right. is this gonna hold up? Like, is it gonna be as good?
Well, but, and see that movie that. Mel Brooks movie, Spaceballs, specifically does for me.
Yeah,
it
oh,
does hold
absolutely.
Up, especially because I love sci-fi and I love Star Wars, and yeah. it is a spoof of the genre.
Yeah,
but it still fits. Like the jokes still land. Whereas, yeah. like in say Robin Hood Men in Tights,
ooh,
which I
yeah.
also really like I still find it funny because I grew up.
There
with
are more things where you watch that.
But
like
when he's like, yeah. "Got to get pumped," and he like pumps up his Reeboks, like that's like, not, that's a
not
joke
a thing anymore.
No
yeah.
one, it's not going to land. It doesn't
it's
make any sense.
Yeah.
But like, there's a lot. Like Spaceballs still holds up.
Yeah,
you know, it's Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles, The Producers. These all hold up. But
my favorite reference in Spaceballs that still holds up because movies still do this is when they try to like cancel the destruction sequence. And doesn't the buttons don't work?
Oh, right.
It's like fuck. Even in the future, nothing works. I'm like, yeah, you have all these movies where these hyper advanced right. civilizations and vehicles and shit just breaks all the time. Like that doesn't make any sense at all.
Right on.
My favorite joke it. That still holds up is when he's playing with his toys and he's like, "Oh, your helmet! It's so
so big."
No, not really. I just love that line.
Sir, you need it on the bridge. Knock, knock before you open my door.
Rick Moranis.
Did you see anything?
Is magic in that movie.
He just
Rick
left
Moranis
acting and it made me
so
sad.
Good.
I hope he comes
I'm looking
back.
Forward to seeing it.
He's supposed to be coming back to
like
do
you've
something.
You've just seen the bits,
only
right?
bits
like
of
the
it.
Funny
yeah.
bits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Watch it.
And I think I started to watch it, and then like something happened. I don't know. You know how it is.
I'm a monk. Half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
But speaking of Mel Brooks movies,
yeah.
We were just referencing a joke that we got after 20-plus years
oh, sure.
of from History of the World. First of all, my niece tells me today, uh-huh. we're talking about something, and she's saying, that's because V's and U's were the same in Latin. And I was like, well, fuck, I never knew that.
I didn't know that.
And then I'm like, that's why. And Mel Brooks, where he's like, you're nuts. NVTS, nuts. And I'm like, that's why.
Great.
But there's a joke in there. Like, when I saw this movie, I was 9 years old mm-hmm. or so. Like, and
right.
and there's a scene where they're going, Gregory Hines and Mel Brooks, they're in old Rome, and they're running, getting chased by the Roman
yeah.
guards.
Yeah.
And they pass a blind guy. On the street, and the blind guy goes, "Say, Josephus," and he says, "Say, motherfucker," and he gives him five. Right? And we used to love that scene, so because it's just out of place.
Yeah.
It's
right.
like, oh, this is like
totally
jive dudes
right.
like
in
old Rome. Thought it was so funny. So years later, I'm watching it on TV, and it's like, "Give to Oedipus," and it's like Oedipus who's blind, who's the time doesn't work out, but whatever.
Right.
It's an Oedipus
it's
joke.
It's fine.
Right.
Yeah, and so he says, "Say, motherfucker." And like, I never...
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
And that was what was so funny about it, too, was that, like, this was watching it on TV, so he doesn't say that. I just know the
you
line.
You know what he
right.
says.
But
right.
I said, like, "Give to Oedipus," and it's like, "Say, Josephus," and he's probably say like, "Hey, how you doing?"
Yeah.
Or something like whatever the
right,
TV
the
edit
TV
is.
Edit.
Say, Mountain
and
Finder.
These monkey flying or
monkey flying yeah. snakes
yeah.
on this Monday to Friday plane.
Right, right.
we could do a whole episode on bad
oh
curse word
God.
Dubs. Because
oh.
there are so many
TV
that
dubs.
Are so great.
TV
oh,
dubs, yeah.
Well, not just
so
dubs,
good.
But cut, like TV cuts.
Oh, yeah,
like,
the cuts, too.
Because I watched Breakfast Club on TV,
yeah,
like TBS,
yeah,
and it's a totally different movie. Literally, there's scenes that I have never seen except for they just released it on Criterion Collection, and they apparently have the deleted scenes. But I've seen the what's known as the vending machine scene. Do you know the vending machine scene?
I have heard of this, and I've heard of these movies that once they do a television edit, they will add scenes in that weren't in the original.
They don't, and if you have the Blu-ray with special features, it's not there. It's just a scene because
somebody just found it on the cutting room floor.
Well, because they have to cut so much out because they have 2 hours.
Right.
They have 2 hours to put the movie on. It's an hour and 30 minutes with commercials.
Yeah.
But if the movie is like an hour and 45 with commercials, but they have to get down to 30 minutes, they cut this scene, They're like, well, it's still got to be 2 hours. We'll take this deleted scene and we'll plug it in.
Yeah.
And so that's what happened with Breakfast Club. But Breakfast Club on TV sucks.
I don't think I've ever watched that on TV.
It sucks. Like, I can't show. Well, maybe now they'd be a lot more lenient with stuff.
Sure.
Because you can say shit and you can show a middle finger and like this kind of stuff. But like, I remember specifically watching The Breakfast Club and he's like flipping him up and he's like, "You want me to turn it up?" And like, all it is a zoom in on Emilio Estevez's face.
Right.
And you just hear
where they
like
pan and scan it, and so it looks all shitty.
And you just hear
him
say, "Can you hear this? You want me to turn it up?" And like,
oh,
and that only makes sense if you see him flipping him off.
Right.
Otherwise, it's just a line that
says,
"Why
is he mad
at
him now?
Yeah. You want me to turn it up? What does that mean?
Right.
What is he watching?"
That's what they said in the 80s.
That's one of the major reasons.
Stuff like that.
I don't miss cable because.
Yeah.
Other than that, my biggest pet peeve about movies on TV is they'll cut. They'll go to commercial in, like, the middle of dramatic tension. Like, right in the middle of a heightened scene. Like, I was watching,
like
The Matrix.
You could have chosen a better
spot. Like, Matrix Reloaded. It's, like, the middle of the car chase scene on the freeway, which is the best scene in the movie. You're like, cuts a commercial. Like, now? Really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
And then it jumps back in. You're like, wait, what's happening?
Yeah. Oh, I better get back into it now. Yes. That I've been sold Valtrex.
Yeah. Sherman is squeezably soft.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Thanks for the Budweiser, asshole.
And then in my household, the most famous movie bad curse word dub is at the end of Major League when he's like, "I got one thing to say to you, Vaughn."
Oh.
And the line is, "Strike this motherfucker out."
Yeah.
And he like slams the ball in his glove because you think he's gonna confront him about his wife or whatever.
Right.
But in the movie that we watched on TV, it was like, "I got one thing to say to you, Vaughn. Strike this." And his mouth still says motherfucker.
That's
which is
worst.
A lot of syllables.
Right.
But and it sounded legit. This is like how I remember it. I'm sure it wasn't as blatant, but it sounds like this. "Strike this jerk out."
I'm sure it did sound like that. Yeah.
That's probably exactly what it was,
and
honestly. Because they do that shit all the time.
He says the word jerk, and his mouth very adamantly says, "Motherfucker."
So, my question is, what's better? Is that better, or is it better when they put in ridiculous words like "Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon"? Like,
right.
Why would he call him Mr. Falcon?
But
like,
at least the mouth movements kind of
That's why a term "Mickey Ficky" was like
jerk.
Kind of a popular term for a little while. Like I used to always say, "Well, Mickey Ficky was popular,"
yeah.
And it was because when they did the television edit of "Do the Right Thing," that's what they said. And
did
that
you
was
know
they did.
That you were saying "motherfucker" when you said "Mickey Ficky"?
I knew that I was saying the television version of
but you knew that when you said "Mickey Ficky, ha ha ha, I'm cheating the system."
That's what
like
a word
you knew
does.
What it, right?
Yes. Like if it makes you think of the thing, the
right.
word
yeah.
has accomplished its
right.
job. So
yeah.
it's still a curse word, even
right.
though it's not.
See, that would be like if I was a kid and then I just walked around being like, "jerk," and I legitimately thought "jerk" meant "motherfucker."
Yeah.
Like, no, that's different.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I wanted to make sure that, like,
if I said "son of a batch," "batch"
knew,
is a different
you, like,
legitimate word,
you
but you know what I mean when I
like,
say that.
When I say "Mickey Ficky,"
right.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. It's a clean way to say it.
Right.
You know, and that's what I think, like, funk.
Shut the front door.
Funk music.
It's like The Good Place.
Yeah.
What the fork?
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
Funk music isn't funk music, you know, with an N. You know,
yeah.
I think that it's just my mom used to say, because there was a song by the Brothers Johnson called "Get the Funk Out of My Face." Get the funk out of my face. Get. And she used to turn it off like, "Go." I'm like, "Mom,
I know what you're saying.
They're saying
funk.
Come on,
though,
it's
just funk.
Yeah. It's just funk." Yeah. So
she's like, "Yeah, okay."
Yeah. There are a couple things. She didn't like play that funky music, "White Boy," because she didn't like that they said "White Boy."
White Boy.
And,
oh my god.
Yeah. She
That's
like she
funny.
Didn't. Oh, my mom. I'm telling you, we couldn't watch.
That's a white song.
No, that's my uncle.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, no,
why are you listening to that white people shit?
That's a good reference. Well, what's so funny? So, like, that it used to make my mom, like, uncomfortable, right?
Really?
So, yeah, like, it just made her uncomfortable. And she didn't know that it was a white band that was doing it. Like, she thought it was a black band because they sound black.
Right.
Like, Wild Cherry sounds black when they're singing and play that funky music.
Well, and, like, just the style of the song, the funky style. Like, you would never picture.
No, it is a funky song. Right. It's all about
Everybody
R&B.
Had the funk back then, baby.
Oh, dude, right. And all the brothers loved that song to death. And when we just like get in line to stack up 45s and who's gonna play what?
That's great.
Billy Thurman every time play that funky music. Play that funky music.
Man,
it was really funny. So anyway, my mom would also on the same terms like you know. About like she wanted us to think a particular way and like you know she wanted to make sure that we weren't being
like moms do
trying to raise her son
right
trying to raise her child
in trying to raise her child wouldn't let us watch Speed Racer the cartoon
really
yeah
why
good question now the answer.
We're already on one, but now we are way off the rails.
This is like, where are we going with this?
The answer is that she didn't want us having negative opinions about Eastern Europeans because all the villains in Speed Racer had this Slavic Eastern European accent. And so she didn't want...
Could you watch Rocky and Bullwinkle with Boris and Natasha?
I don't
Moose
know.
And Squirrel.
You know, I don't think... I don't... Probably that wasn't like... That didn't like... Excite me. Like, Speed Racer used to excite us like crazy.
Like, ooh,
they had the race cars and everything.
And
we were crazy about
it.
Yeah, it's Prepare 5. Ha ha.
Yeah. You'll never be. Yeah. Ha ha ha. Spraggle, Chim Chim, look out. We used to say that all the time.
Those fucking pants.
Kid get in the like, car all the time.
The like pan zoom with just the mouth moving. It's so classic.
All the gadgets.
And the background's like white, red, white, red, like, pfft. Anyway, boom. God, it's great.
But that was it's like a joke that we laugh about now.
That's so funny.
But bless her heart, her intentions were good.
Right.
But we had to sneak to the neighbor's house.
She didn't want you to have a stigma against another.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, she didn't want us to have.
Exactly what a mother should do. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And so I don't fault her at all. But
that's
it was funny that
that
was.
That was her hill to die on was Speed Racer.
I will not have you having poor thoughts. Like implicit bias. I'm not going to give
that
you implicit bias.
That is wonderful. I love that.
It is great. It is great. And so.
Oh, man.
But man, speaking of which, I loved that remake of Speed Racer.
I loved it.
Me too. Like it's so entertaining.
It's honestly, it's one of my favorite Blu-ray movies.
It is a great Blu-ray movie.
Because it's like, beautiful to look
because
at.
Because it is gorgeous.
Beautiful to look at.
And like you're not a fan?
You guys are making me feel terrible for not have seen it.
I have it.
It's on Netflix too, isn't it?
As long as you have an HDTV and a Blu. You don't have an HD TV?
Well, the computer's
whoa,
HD.
Whoa,
well, that's HD, though. But that's HD.
Pump the brakes.
Yeah.
It is 2018, and Mikey Pettner.
I'm giving you a high def television. Yes, I am.
No, it is.
I'm
we
giving
will
you a high
find
def
a
television.
Way to get you. No.
No
I have owned one, but when I'm.
Mikey P's on blast right now.
No, this is legit. This is a problem. Like, no, I'm not joking.
Jerry's
like,
offended. Because
I know, and I love this man. And I'm gonna say the word nerd in the most lovingly way possible. This man is a gigantic fucking nerd.
I mean,
and
he's wearing a hilarious pizza shirt right now too, which I love.
To have a Blu-ray player with a fucking HD like 50 screen.
Do you have a Blu-ray player or no?
I have one in my computer.
Yeah.
No.
That works.
No.
Does it have HDMI out?
No.
Yes.
It does not count because I watch movies on my computer all the time too, and I love it. But watching Speed Racer on my computer is going to be different than watching it on a 55-inch screen Blu-ray high-def TV.
Sure.
I tell you.
Because Speed Racer is fucking gorgeous.
And
not just Speed Racer. Stuff like Everything, dude. Lord of the Rings, yeah. Blu-ray extended edition, man.
Also on my list.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
you can't,
buddy.
It's like, that's a major fucking culture shock to my brain, dude. Like,
Jared is shook.
This man, like,
to be modern colloquial.
Like, and no offense, all of us at this table, this man deserves it the most.
You do.
Like, he needs it more than we do.
You need this. I'll give you
Golly,
mine.
No, Jesus Christ.
Your humility, like natural, like humility of like, it's fine. You know, it's right. is robbing you of the experience.
Yeah, well, no, it's just like, I mean, I used to own a nice high def TV.
Sure.
I literally came back to California
right.
with whatever I could fit in my car.
Sure.
But that was not going to fit in
get
my car.
Back,
and then
yeah.
I just.
Yeah.
I got used to not having it.
Oh,
and
that's the crime. Like, you don't need to go full boring, get like a 4K thing. You could get it.
Although,
you can,
I saw one of those walking into Fry's the other day, and I'm like, ooh.
But you can
that's
get it. You
nice.
Could legitimately, you could legitimately get like a LED, just a 10-80p.
OLED is the way to go.
120,
I think. That's what I would get now.
120 refresh rate.
Yeah.
Like a decent TV
yeah.
that's like 55 to 60 inches for $300. I yeah. know that's money, but what? But like, we I will. I'm gonna forego buying a new fucking mixer. And if we have to use the Patreon money to buy you a fucking TV, it's happening.
I'm down for
no,
that.
No, you can deny it all you want.
I'm down for that.
You need a goddamn HD TV.
Television. Yes.
Like you need it.
For some reason, I want to say that like. Mikey gave me like a high def television. Mikey was my roommate for a little while.
He's like, I'm not gonna need this. I'll give it to BJ.
Yeah, and like I know you gave me like a receiver. You gave me like
a receiver.
No, maybe not. But,
oh my
but
God.
I had like, I had a TV right.
It's
like
legitimately
like a
blowing
big
my mind.
Giant.
I'm surprised too. Yeah.
It's legitimately
a little
blowing
surprised.
My mind.
Did you? Yeah.
I think I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, you could plug your computer into it and fucking game on your TV, man.
It's true.
How do you game?
I've played,
on your screen?
I've played phone
what
games.
What the fuck, dude?
I've played phone games on my TV.
Oh
it's like, well, I can
God.
Chromecast this to the TV.
My
so
mind
I'll just,
is, yeah. I am legitimately floored right now. Like, legitimate. Like, can't get over it.
Going on Facebook and telling my friends not to listen.
I don't need a high def television. This is Mikey's like all of a sudden he's got
you.
Like six yeah,
yeah.
six giant high def televisions.
Golly. But like so anyway, sorry, long yeah. I didn't hit the button because that I was so floored.
That was a great tangent.
But getting back into
I love it.
Speed Racer on blue Speed Racer on Blu-ray
it's
high
beautiful.
Def is
it's
gorgeous.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
It is
what I like about the movie is the way that they do that, which is an homage to the cartoon.
Yeah.
To make these like car races be these ultimate like nationwide,
oh, crazy,
worldwide events
race, yeah.
with giant crowds
yeah.
and people, and it's everything. It's what
yeah.
it's what's going on is these races
yep.
and Speed Racer does a good job of kind of capturing that.
Yeah.
And also just the ridiculousness of the imaginative
oh, yeah.
tracks that like
and the
wind.
Effects are like very. In line
it's
with
great.
Like the actual cartoon,
well, and like one of my favorite things in that
homage.
Whole movie is super subtle. It's one of the. It's at the very beginning when he's a kid and he's driving by and he sees Trixie and like he looks at her and then like the background. He's driving by these hedges with white flowers on them,
yeah.
And then it shows her and then it zooms back to him and the background has now the green hedge has now changed from green with flowers to green with these white hearts,
yeah.
And it's so subtle, but it's like
yeah.
it's so the
it's
little things like
beautiful.
That.
Beautiful, yeah. It's pretty.
It's great looking live action
yeah.
cartoon.
Oh
what it
man,
is.
Oh man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
anyway,
that's
how
a great
do we
movie.
Get on Speed Racer?
Because we
I
were talking
no
about. Should we wind it back? So I'll tell you.
Yeah.
We were talking about Speed Racer because of
your mom.
Yeah, because of what we could
oh,
and
Speed
couldn't
Racer.
Watch.
Right, right,
yeah,
right.
Because of the cartoon Speed Racer, and
well
I couldn't
done.
Watch it because of the implicit bias
the words
that
then,
were
yeah.
involved in
that's,
it. But that was
fantastic.
Linked to what? That was linked to we could do
it was
this.
Linked to
we
bad
this.
TV dubbing curse words, which
but that's
came
not the
from history
link.
Of the world. Right,
oh, that's
no.
going way back.
Yeah, you're
no.
talking about history of the world.
Yeah, but that's not the direct line.
I don't care
okay.
about the.
Hey, it's harder. It's always harder to say the ABCs backwards
yeah.
than it is forward. But we did all right.
Yeah.
We did all right.
Well,
yeah, we hit yeah. a bunch of the important letters.
That's
great. So.
I just went off the rails when I found out Mikey P doesn't have HGTV. Like,
yeah, you were visibly shaken.
Dude, like it honestly of. Anybody else could tell me, and I'd be like, yeah, fuck you. Go buy one. Like, legit. Like, anybody else could tell me, and I'd be like, whatever. I don't care. But the fact that this man, sitting to my left, doesn't have one, it breaks my heart. Like, it's crazy. Anyway,
we have to rectify this.
That's a fixable problem. Rectify this problem. It's a fixable problem.
What else you got on your list, Rich?
Well, you mentioned it, the Lord of the Rings, yeah. And specifically the Blu-ray extended edition, because there are no theatrical versions anymore, as far as I'm concerned.
Not at all.
And it's
now, is it the series? Do you consider it the series as a whole, or is there a favorite of the three?
My favorite changes. It changes.
Yeah.
For a while, Two Towers was my favorite.
I do like Two Towers.
And I think after that, it shifted to Fellowship. Fellowship being my favorite for a long time.
And that's
Fellowship.
The final one?
No, Fellowship's the first one.
Two Towers,
yeah. Return of the King.
And then after that, Return of the King is my favorite. And I think right now, Return of the King is my favorite one.
The five-hour movie that it is.
It's 7 hours long. I will increase it. The more we mention it, I will increase the number of hours. How long it is.
Return of the King Extended Edition is legitimately like 4 hours and 45 minutes.
It is actually 4 hours and 40 minutes long. Yeah, it's like super long.
That movie?
Return of the King.
Return of the King.
Extended edition.
Oh, extended edition, which I don't know if I've seen.
It's like four hours and 40 minutes.
And it's super long.
And it's great.
Yeah, okay.
It's good.
Okay.
I sit there enthralled for every single minute of that
well,
4 hours.
My wife, to be, is big fan.
I was impressed. I was like, what happened that I missed?
That's because she's a smart lady.
You know what? It's hard to say fiance.
Right.
No, I don't know why.
That's a dumb word.
That's a bridge
word.
It
is kind of a dumb word.
Let's just get to the next word.
I mean, like, we're there already. I mean, she's
my wife. Well, Seinfeld did that best. I feel like this is sexist as fuck, and I apologize, but I feel like women like the word fiance more than men do.
Probably.
Like I said, that's sexist as fuck, and like it's 2018,
probably.
And I shouldn't say things like that.
I mean,
but I feel
probably
like
accurate.
I feel like that's an accurate statement.
I think, by me, they just like the word fiance a lot better than girlfriend.
Well, and like for me personally, I really like saying the term my wife.
Yeah,
like I love that.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like a thing of pride. Like
it's a good word.
Samantha's my wife.
Right.
Like, that's great. Like, Samantha's my fiance, I was like, meh. Like, it didn't affect me as much as, like, my wife.
I don't say girlfriend anymore. I say that's my lady.
Yeah.
Because girlfriend's, that's like, girlfriend, that's not a good enough word.
It doesn't accurately portray,
like, what this is.
Right.
Yeah.
This is my woman. This is my partner. This is my lady.
What's up?
What's up?
When she's done with the grad school, we'll do that.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up.
You guys already talked about?
Yeah. We've talked at length about weddings and marriage and all
here's
that.
Here's the thing. Do what you got to do. You don't cater to anybody. People are like, dude, put a ring on it. You're like, fuck you.
I've worked in the wedding industry for over a decade.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody going to tell me how to marry my lady.
Well, because sorry. Oh, damn, I tried to do it.
What the hell is happening?
What is happening?
There it is.
Because you probably went through that a lot, BJ. I mean, like, when are you gonna get engaged?
When are you gonna
put a ring
on
it?
Put a rock on that, man.
Nah. Really?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Nobody ever said that to me. Yeah, right.
I was like, what? Because like me and Samantha were together like 2.5 years, and people were like, when are you gonna get married? It's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like,
when
well,
I'm
not
maybe
only that,
good and like, goddamn ready.
Yeah. Maybe we won't.
Yeah. Well, like, part of it too is like these days, I mean, marriage isn't like it's not the thing it was.
Right.
It's not, And so it's like, when it's almost like, in some people's view at least, people say, like, when are you going to like throw in the towel? You know,
you're not going to get married. So when are you going to break up?
No. When are you going to get married and throw in the towel in your life and join misery like the rest of us?
But see, I'm the same thing. Like you
like,
just said
what?
That, and people take it the other way too. Like, oh, you're not going to get married, so you guys are going to break up.
You
know, like,
what are you even doing?
You're not going to commit. I'm like, fucking 10 years.
We've been together 11 years. Yeah,
What do you call that?
Oh, it's not marriage.
Like, fuck off.
I don't have my special piece of paper.
It's longer than a lot of marriages.
We're looking forward
to it a lot, actually. Yeah. But one of the questions about whether we get married or not this spring, which is the idea, is my hip,
right?
Because I'm going to have to get the surgery at some point.
Well, and you're going to have to fucking boogie down at your wedding, dude.
I have to.
But hip replacements are good now, so you'll be able to boogie.
It's so funny. Like
it is actually a quick healing process.
Absolutely.
One of the things that
relatively speaking,
why it affects it is that it might be smarter for me to get the procedure done after I join her. As a married couple,
you reap that benefits, yo.
Well, I mean, because I do. I mean, I have insurance now,
yeah.
but
right,
it
but
might
hers
be
is better.
Maybe. Yeah. We have to look into that and find out.
True that.
And,
because it's like trying to solve a freaking Rubik's Cube.
And, yeah. I want to dance for sure. I want to dance. Oh, yeah. I want to dance and sing and perform. Yeah. You know, I want with all the
people. He's going to do an ABC routine with his
all of that stuff. Dude, I want to do everything, you know, and I want to have a lot of fun and dance.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway.
So back to Rich's other movie.
Lord of the Rings. The trilogy. The whole trilogy.
Right.
I would say. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And it's... It doesn't make me feel the feelings the same way, like, you know, the Green Mile does or anything like that, but it kind of does.
So
like,
epic.
It's inspiring. Like, it's a great story about friendship and
any movie I can make a
heroes
drinking game
and
out of,
sacrifice and
me.
Yeah, and yeah, drink every time there's a homoerotic moment between Frodo and Sam.
I legit to this day have
drink every time they say Mordor and they have to roll the R. For
I have
drink.
I have drinking game rules for Lord of the Rings on my phone.
Oh yeah,
right now to this day.
What I would almost
I
say,
pull
look,
them up.
Yeah, pull them up. I want to see what they are.
It's not just drinking game
because
it's
we have we
I'll, you keep talking.
We play
I'll
drinking games when we watch Lord of the Rings too. One of the other ones is
the number one that. If you do
whenever Gandalf speaks in riddles,
if
you drink.
Do nothing else other than my number one rule, you are guaranteed to get drunk.
Okay,
and it is drink every time Frodo falls down.
Yes,
number one,
he does fall down a lot.
No, especially I'm telling you, if all you do is drink when he falls down, there's a couple gaps, but if you drink. Not just like I'm so scared and I tripped, or
right.
any
when he
time,
falls down at all.
Anytime
yeah.
Frodo falls down,
that's
you
funny.
Are going to be drunk.
That's fantastic.
Anyway, let's see if I can.
What else? Yeah, yeah. Tell me else. Well, I mean, the movie itself is just—we're never going to see a movie like that again. Like those three movies.
Right.
The way
they, tried
the way
to, they
were made.
They even tried to redo it with The Hobbit,
and it was
garbage because they made them differently.
Yeah, it was not good. Well, because they had like 3 years of pre-production.
Right.
Like they started 3 years in advance making props, like buildings, like set pieces, and like doing, you know, I was gonna say floor plans, but that's not right. Storyboards
and figuring out
how they're gonna film it and getting in there and making all these the perfect blend of like CGI and practical effects. Like I watch that now on my HD television, Michael.
Right.
And it still looks great.
It really, like,
it looks better than the Hobbit movies.
The only,
I'm like,
right.
That doesn't make any sense
the
at all.
The only thing that kind of does, I think I mentioned this last time, or briefly, I was watching Two Towers.
Yeah.
On HBO, uh-huh. I think. And Gollum, because there's a lot of Gollum
I noticed
in Two
it now.
Towers.
I
and
noticed
he looks
it now.
Kind,
yeah.
He doesn't look bad.
Yeah.
That's not the right word. But it's like that, his presence,
you know,
definitely,
he's CGI.
Right.
Yeah, you know it. And I feel that way too. Like, I watch
but
it now.
But that's the only thing.
I pop the blur in and he's moving around. I'm like, I know he's in effect,
right.
but it still
right.
looks
it
good.
It still looks
like,
good.
It's yeah. not enough to, like, this is taking me out. This has broken my immersion. Like, no, it looks great.
Right.
Like,
okay, so here's.
All about
I have. There's eight rules.
Oh, my God.
Only eight. It says Lord of the Rings drinking game rules. Quote, all the rules are followed by take a drink unless otherwise noted.
Sure.
Okay. Rule number one, every time Frodo falls.
Yes, which is enough to
that
do
that.
That
is enough.
That, if you just did that, you'd get it done.
Number two, every time you see, quote, the One Ring, and that means, like, a sequence.
Oh,
not
like where
they're... Because there's, like, a cut where it's like, here it is, and then, like, 2 seconds later, there's a cut. But, like, every time they show
they
it in a sequence...
They specifically focus on the ring.
That's a drink.
Yeah?
That's whenever someone says the word Hobbit...
Ooh.
And see, that's because we were trying to pick a word that is spread throughout.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be
over
like.
And over again.
Right.
Yeah.
Whenever. This is a fun rule. This is. I was a child and I was in college. Number four. Whenever anyone smokes something, smoke something.
I find you feasting and smoking.
Yes. Every time you hear the name of a territory or land,
drink,
i.e., Mordor, Shire,
Mordor.
Rohan, etc. When the Fellowship is formed, take a shot. That's a one time.
It's a good,
a one time deal.
Good moment.
When Gandalf dies, take a shot. Two shots in the first movie.
Sad.
That's kind of like
two shots.
Very specific like rule.
Two shots
when Gandalf
in the first
dies,
movie. Take
a shot.
Moment. And same thing. Every time you see the Eye.
Yeah, I have Sauron. Yeah.
Take a drink.
Yeah, that's the only one that's like
that's
every time, when,
right.
when Gandalf dies.
Right.
Take a shot.
Yeah, when Gandalf dies, take a shot. Because it's two shots.
You need to stop and think about things for a second.
But literally, if all you do is
he
play with every time
Am
Frodo
I crazy?
Falls.
He dies twice?
No, he does.
Just the one.
Time.
He doesn't even,
take two shots.
Technically,
okay.
He doesn't really die. So technically,
right.
Although you do, if you're watching them in a marathon, you'll see it twice because it happens in Fellowship and in the beginning of Two Towers.
That's why it's a shot. Because the shot moments are like, there's two. And then, because you're going to be gone by then. Frodo's going to fall down enough times. Woof. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'd play by those rules.
No, it's just play by Frodo Falls.
But I rewatch that series every year. Like, once a year, I'll sit down and I'll watch all three of them just because it's that good.
Well, and, like, if you have, if like, here in Southern California, like, we take, you know, rainy days for granted. But my favorite thing is, like, it's a rainy day, I have a fireplace, and, like, I'm going to be indoors all day.
Yep.
Like, I know I'm indoors all day. I got the day
off.
How can
I spend 13 hours?
I got my lady with me sitting on the couch, and I got a blanket, and I'm like, I got all day.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Lord of the Rings. And the extended edition Blu-rays, they have intermissions anyway. So you're like, I'm going to go make popcorn, or I'm going to go do this, and I'm going to do
that. How long are they? I wonder.
The movies in total?
No, the intermissions.
Oh, because it's between discs.
You have to put a disc in.
So it's however long.
Okay. Like actual, like, intermission.
No, fast forward however long you want to make it. But it's like, bathroom break, or let's make a new drink, or let's whatever, and like, it's just fucking
walk the dog.
Yeah. It's like, I got to pee right now, actually. He's got his headphone off on one ear. I know what's going on. He's got to take a piss right now. Anything else? Any other thoughts on Lord of the Rings, or do we want to pause?
It's got a lot of great moments.
Come back next week for
much
more,
like the Green
more
Mile
movies, because BJ's got to take a
knock
piss.
You on your ass. I think
BJ has to be. I'm good. I'm good.
Liar! You got one headphone off. I know the signs. It's been 3+ years.
Ready for
maybe
the
so. I know. Maybe so. I don't even know. Yeah, you're like, just go and try.
Right.
I don't have to go, Mom. I'm having fun at the park right now.
I would
just
say,
go and try.
If you're one of those people that you have like a friend or a significant other, like, I don't know, nerdy movie, blah blah blah. Like, make them sit down and watch it.
Do you know what? So, what number are we on for you?
Those are totally out of order.
Yeah. So, I mean, like,
but we've done three of them. So
only three?
We've mentioned
today
some on the very first one we started talking about this. We mentioned some other ones, but
And so we got at least a handful.
We got a lot more. All right, I haven't even finished yet.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to that.
I posted one while we were starting the show.
I love it.
Sweet.
And I'm still putting together the bracket system. So check out the bracket.
Now, if you're not familiar with the brackets, we're talking about every single year of movies.
Well, not every single year.
Not every year.
Okay, for the last 64 years.
From 2017 back to 1954.
So the last 64 years.
Yep. And so Tony was like, well, what about Gone with the Wind? What about Wizard of Oz?
Not included.
Right.
Sorry.
Cut. Casablanca. Cut. Citizen Kane. Cut.
That's fine.
Like, they were made
before.
They're
all bullshit anyway.
Well, they're not bullshit, but, like, there's a reason that...
I can't watch them now.
There's a reason that Wizard of Oz won Best Picture, because, like, that was the good movie that existed at that time.
That was the movie that
actually,
everyone
went
and watched.
Actually, I take it back. Wizard of Oz didn't win. It lost Casablanca. But... Sorry.
Well,
correction
shit.
Corner.
Now, that would be a year that would go up against a lot of these years. That's the point. But
two
whatever.
Movies?
Fuck it.
Two
good monster
movies?
Best all-time movies.
Casablanca versus Wizard of Oz versus Back to the Future, Ghostbusters. Like,
okay, just the weight that Casablanca and Wizard of Oz carry would, like, carry
them over. I
mean, they carry
that weight.
They would carry over a lot of the years between.
They don't carry that weight
now.
Too much time has passed.
They would carry over.
No, here's the question. So legitimately.
Okay.
Like, I know that they were culturally relevant and they changed the game, so to speak, or whatever.
They changed movie making.
So say you take Wizard of Oz, specifically. Uh-huh. Wizard of Oz, love the movie. Great movie. Well-made movie. If I'm going to sit down and somebody's like, I have Wizard of Oz and I have Edward Scissorhands, I'm going to pick Edward Scissorhands 99 out of 100 times.
Every day and twice on Sunday.
And then once in a while, I'm going to, I chose Edward Scissorhands for me. But okay, Wizard of Oz, Willy Wonka, and the Chocolate Factory. What are you going
to
pick?
Those are, like, to me, like, very comparable movies to me. Like,
but what are you going
to
pick? Which one
you're
would you
down on Saturday.
You personally?
You're sitting down on Saturday.
If you
were, which one
if
do you want to watch?
Between
your
those
guide,
two picks.
If you pull up your guide on TV and Channel 1 has Wizard of Oz and Channel 2 has Willy Wonka and the Chocolate
starting
Factory
at the exact same
and they're
time.
Both starting at the same time, which
I'm
one are you going to click
Wonka,
on?
Man.
That's
I'm watching
gonna
Willy
click
Wonka.
On Willy Wonka.
I'm watching
that's
Willy
a really
Wonka.
Good question. But what
absolutely.
Are you going to pick?
If I only
would you rather?
And I'm going
decision
off to prison the next day.
Yep.
So I'm never going to get a chance to see.
Yep.
I don't know why I chose prison.
Sure.
But like,
what are you
telegraphing someone here?
But what are you going to pick?
Let's just say I get arrested for embezzlement. Okay. Let's just say
hypothetically.
Yeah, right? I'm not saying it's going to happen anytime soon.
What are you going to pick? Which one would you pick?
Pick it.
Okay, but that's not the point.
It is the point.
No,
okay. That isn't the point. Because those are so similar. But then you take Casablanca versus I don't know, Guardians of the Galaxy, something modern. Right.
Yeah.
Like, are you going to pick Casablanca?
No. No, I'm just saying that, I have a feeling.
You're not going to pick it.
But certain, yeah. Okay, this is my, like, this is what's going to be really fun about when we get the bracket going.
We're
going
to do this a lot.
A lot.
Yell at each other.
A lot, but, yeah, yeah, but also, particular movies are going to carry a lot of weight.
But they're
going to
lose out. They're
going to
lose out.
But that depends on how each individual person views.
Well, right.
Movies.
I can say are we talking culture, that's why it's going to be fun.
Are we talking about entertainment?
That's why it's
going to
be fun.
Like,
it's going to be fun, and it's also
like
it's going to be
fun. Birth of a Nation changed the way movie special effects were done.
Yeah.
Right.
Does that movie hold a lot of weight for me?
No, right. But yeah, but for exactly, right?
Like, absolutely
exactly.
Not.
No, but there are going to be movies that do carry that kind of weight for you.
Sure.
That are going to make it. And that's why it's going
to
be fun.
But how much of it is going to come down to like the what it's done to the business or like Avatar, James Cameron's Avatar. I personally love that movie.
Sure.
I like it.
Right. But I personally love that movie. But if you're talking about movie making, that movie legitimately revolutionized the way people make movies, and it made motion capture what it is today.
Right.
He literally invented the camera.
Pioneered it.
That everyone uses now.
Yeah.
And so it revolutionized the way people
make
movies.
So that up against Field of Dreams?
Right. But what, like, I would pick Avatar.
I'd
pick Field of Dreams.
Right.
but that's all right.
But
also because I don't have 3 hours.
But that's also one of those things, too.
It depends.
It's just one of those things which is going to make it a lot of fun.
Right.
Because you have your own, like, reasons for whatever.
Yeah.
You're weighing it.
Sure.
But you're going to weigh it. Everybody's going to weigh it a particular amount. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the stupid, like, pain scale that you go to.
Oh, yeah.
With the doctor.
From 0 to 10, which face are you
in? Like, what are you talking about? Like, I struggle with that because I'm like. Yeah, I'm like,
to me,
I
10.
Don't know.
10 makes me go to the doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, but I'm not I've been
enough
raised
to put me
be
on
tough,
this table.
You know? Yeah, so it's like,
to me, it's a 6.
It's a 2 or something.
Enough to put me on this table in
your
a half dress.
Is
that's
sticking
what my
out of
is.
Your leg right
well,
now. Yeah.
And
it's a 2.
And similarly, relatively speaking, like at a Thai restaurant, I'm like, I would like a yellow curry with a spice level of 6. And then I go down the street.
Is there 6 the same as the other 6? Like, no.
I go down the street and I'm like, I would like a yellow curry with a spice level of 6.
Yeah.
Sir, we only go up to 5, but
yeah.
Okay.
I know 2 specific restaurants where that is a thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to Dao Phu, which is Vietnamese, like, their spicy 7 versus,
right.
Like, street side's spicy 7 right here.
Hey.
Vastly different.
My safety zone
wildly different.
The double extra large, the gap is different than the double extra large.
Exactly.
Some other places.
Like, I could eat some spicy food, but it's not about, like, I can handle heat.
Am I trying
to
die?
It's like a spicy level 6 adds enough heat to where it's enjoyable and it adds to the flavor.
Right,
whereas
right.
Like my tongue's not a waste.
Right.
But some people are like, I can handle 10. Give me a 10.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm like, what's the point? You
yeah.
can't
well,
taste
that's
anything.
Suffering.
Other than
that's what
suffering
fun
is the
because
point.
Because we'll have at least 4, if not more. We'll have a lot more.
So to, end,
like,
so to end this episode.
Yes, yes.
Gun to your head. Wizard of Oz or Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
That's me putting a gun to BJ's head. It's not real. It's
that's a very
finger gun.
I know the answer.
Question.
The correct answer
the
is
answer
Willy
is
Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay.
It is.
I think I would go Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Wow.
You sure. Okay.
Now,
the Dark Horse might
gun
be.
Your head.
That's a very tough question. You were probably right.
I know.
But
well, I'm biased in the fact that I know you, and we've done the show for 3 years.
And you know that I hate the new Willy Wonka, and
well,
that it was, and that it
well,
was
that
a
has nothing
blast.
To do.
Well,
that has nothing to do with it.
Immaterial.
I just know your love for the movie,
right?
Right.
And so it's kind of an unfair thing for me to put those up against each other. But Wizard
but that's
of Oz,
the point.
It's not, and it's not discounting Wizard of Oz in any way. Like
yeah.
Wizard of Oz is great.
The
yeah.
first
but,
color big scene,
but
you know,
if
movies.
You were to pick between those two. I would bet. I would legit go to Vegas and be like, if somebody put a gun to BJ's head and made
and
him
they were
pick,
taking odds, right?
I would, no matter what, I would put all my money on Willy Wonka. All of it. And I would hope that I would win. So what is it? And don't just pick that because I just put all my money on you.
So you're gonna have his pay.
Yeah, since the fix has been in the whole time, of course I'm gonna go with that. What we talked about.
But you would legitimately pick that, would you?
I probably would, but I wouldn't like. I guess my point was like I would probably.
You wouldn't unequivocally say this
well,
is better
are two,
than that.
Well, those are two for me. Like those are two movies
yep.
that when we are like judging movies and movie years against other movie years,
yep.
that there are certain movies that are going to carry more weight
sure.
than like then oh, they've had one good movie, so that's worth 2 points. No, no, no. This was Wizard of Oz. This is worth fucking 8 points.
Right.
You know, and it's the same with Willy Wonka. This is worth a lot more points.
Sure.
So
to you.
To me, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's all arbitrary. Absolutely. It's which is good, which makes it great. Which makes it awesome. Which makes it awesome. Yeah, I love it. So I would just say my point about Wizard of Oz was that like it would carry more weight, especially with Casablanca, than 1974.
Sure.
For example.
Absolutely.
So, but anyway, I don't care that we don't do it, that we don't add it in, you know, whatever. It's not in the contest.
I'm going to quote Willy
Wonka, though.
I'm going to quote, okay, I was about to quote Breakfast Club and be like, answer the question, Claire.
Willy Wonka.
Right. Yeah. Clearly. Obviously. Clearly.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I'm not going to choose Wizard of Oz. You asked me 7 days a week, six of that time, or five. I would give it five to two. Monday through Friday, I'm going to pick Willy Wonka. But that weekend, I'm going to pick Wizard of Oz.
Four to three, you know, depending if you're listening to Dark Side of the Moon at the same time. You know,
I've never done that.
Dude, okay, so you know what we have to do?
Do
that here.
We got to.
Here. Yeah, absolutely.
Should we have a smoke while we do that?
Someone smokes something.
Someone smokes something.
It's part of the deal. But, yeah, hey.
I mean, they lay in a field of flowers, and, I mean, come on. They got high.
I hear it's eerily weird.
You have to do it.
It is.
Like, I hear it's eerily weird.
It's a fun time. Like,
the second time through, when the album starts to play over again,
it's not as good.
No.
But the first time through the album.
And it's one of those, like, weirdly coincidental things.
Very weirdly,
down the road think it's, like, planned.
Like
but it's
on
just
purpose.
One of those weirdly coincidental things.
Yeah, and it's really cool. And as long as you, like, line
when
it
the
up.
When the line is yours and you hit the play button.
When did you first do that, BJ?
Probably.
And how sober were you?
20 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
I would say it was like 15 years ago.
I was
in college.
Yeah, that's why I was like, this drinking game I made up.
I've done it a few times.
We definitely smoked something when people smoked something.
And then watched it
and did that and was like,
that's the point. Yeah. That's the point.
What? Yeah, and then if you can get on the internet too and like look it up and then they'll like list all the things, like the lyrics will be saying something balancing on or something while she's walking along the fence.
It'll tell you like exactly when, because you start it like
it's like the line start of the album
third,
during
the third roar. The third roar you hit it, and then it's cool too because there's a scene change in it that happens when when they're still in Kansas and they switch to the witch, who's not the witch yet.
Right.
She's the Mrs. What's her name
yep.
with the dog.
And it's a,
as soon as it switches, the bell for the song switches and it goes into this next song.
Yeah.
And it's almost like the theme music for her, like peddling. It's awesome. It's really awesome.
The one
it's
that
freaks
me out the most is the Tin Man part. Like when the Tin Man starts moving and money starts with the cash register noises. I'm like, that's not okay. That's way too close.
It is. That's really fun.
Yeah. I wonder who the first person was. It was like just randomly.
Some high college kid.
But it had to have been random as fuck.
Yeah.
And he like, this is on TV, mute. And you just randomly like play.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, anyway, we digress a lot.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
I love digressing.
So Willy Wonka wins, huh?
Willy Wonka. Dude, you're batting 1,000 today.
I'm pretty sure.
Call this episode
good. Jared wins.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll put. Dude, that's the only thing. When it's all done, I want to put a dollar from the show, like everyone in a dollar or whatever, and pick the winner. And no one's going to win because it's going to be impossible.
Yeah.
But out of 64, there's no way someone's going to win. But it's going to be something from the 80s or 90s.
Someone's
hands down.
Well,
80s
someone, or 90s. Someone will get the year. I bet you someone will get the year.
No way,
I don't think so.
Dude.
I think so.
No way.
No.
I think that if you looked at it, like.
Not after we go through like all the discussion, unless I don't think anybody will predict
we'll
the actual year.
Because it's going to, like, somebody's going to have to concede. We can debate like Wizard of Oz, Willy Wonka, or whatever.
I think that what we'll need to do is
it's going
to
be like,
all right, if you say
fine.
At a certain point, we're going to have to designate a particular judge for a particular round. And that's why I was thinking, like, it'd be fun to get Beth to come in.
Like an impartial
fourth
but
party.
Yeah, but there's like, no impartial. There's no impartial judge when it comes to movies. Because
you can't have Beth on if we're talking about Forrest Gump. She'll
burn that
year. I think that would be fun to have her on arguing against that year, like whatever year is up against Forrest Gump.
But there's
and first
no
of all,
impartial
this movie
judge.
Had this
yeah, that's
year
not impartial,
had Forrest
though,
Gump.
Yeah.
Like, no, she wouldn't be the judge. She wouldn't be the judge.
Anyway,
we would have her on as a thing.
We digress a lot.
But, you know, I trust that we could, like, figure out a good way.
I'm just looking forward to yelling at you guys about movies.
I would love to do that.
It's going to be fun.
I can't wait.
It's like the way that you set it up where you've got three voters.
Yeah.
We will
determine it.
And there you go.
Yeah. No ties. So anyway, no alliances either. None of that bullshit.
Thanks out there for listening, liking, subscribing, and all that good stuff. But we're going to wrap things up. I got to go help my wife move. She's already mad at me because I'm not there right now.
Uh-oh.
So let's call this thing an episode. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Bye.
Life's a Binge. Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.